Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Over a public insurance plan, the White House indicates it is open to compromise. President Obama is expected to touch on the health care issue in a speech to the VFW. This vet will be listening closely.
May not affect me, but my kids and my grandkids may be affected, and it's a concern.
The president continues to defend the public option, but at recent appearances he downplayed the idea as a small piece of a long-range effort to control costs and expand health care coverage. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Phoenix.
After a quiet start, the Atlantic storm season is kicking up with the first tropical storm making landfall and the first hurricane gathering strength. CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobier reports from Miami that Claudette is not much more than a rainy visitor.
Damage is expected to be minor, and Claudette is now weakening. That's the good news. Now for the relatively bad, Tropical Storm Bill turned into a Category 1 hurricane early this morning.
With forecasters predicting it could become a major hurricane by midweek. Afghans are ready to go to the polls on Thursday in the second round of elections since the Taliban was ousted 8 years ago. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick says Afghan and U.S. forces are preparing for possible attacks on Election Day.
I don't know if I convinced them or not.
Army Sergeant Matt Clark has just met with a local police chief in Gullah Mali who believes insurgents target only Americans and his polling place at a primary school will be safe. Clark reminds him that civilians are often the victims of bombings.
Then he proceeded to tell me that he was aware that suicide bombers are a threat and they've been trained and have certain procedures they'll go through to prevent that. Which I don't know if I believe him or not.
Clark and other soldiers are patrolling these villages, checking on security plans. They won't be at these sites on Election Day, but they won't be far away either. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, north of Kabul.
It may seem like a holiday in the Windy City, but it's not. In a bid to save money, this is the first of three reduced services days in Chicago. No regular garbage pickup or street sweeping. Most city offices are closed. Ditto the public library. And that's tough for Chicago State student Denzel Thornton.
I have no other place to go. I don't have a computer of my own, so this is the only public place I can go to do what I need.
Now, the city stands to save more than $8 million for the 3 days it curtailed services, but sewer worker Marks Daniel says each day lost is $200 out of his pay.
With me having two kids in college, you know, that one day makes a difference.
Commuters in the San Francisco Bay Area will be able to take BART trains today. Last-minute deals averted a potential strike. Jesse Hunt heads the Transit Workers Union.
We believe we've reached a fair agreement. We've managed to address some of the concerns that our members raised with us, so we hope that this will be ratified next week.
Now, the transit agency is about $310 million in debt and was seeking millions in concessions from the union. The country's economic downturn has hit hard in the hood and in more ways than one. CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles.
It's a program that works.
It's the largest gang intervention program in the country.
That's Father Gregory Boyle. 2 decades ago, he began Homeboy Industries to get gang members off the streets.
You name it, whatever this population might possibly need as they get out of prison or want to redirect their lives, and we do it.
But now Homeboy is facing the harsh realities of the recession. Donations are down.
Foundations, which represent 40% of the money that we raise, they're...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The Obama...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only...
Entertaining... Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Into its original plans. While the president talked health care in Grand Junction, his wife and daughters visited a peach orchard in nearby Palisade. The first family brought some peaches to share with travelers on Air Force One. Sports: Rockies split a doubleheader with Florida. They're off today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far, we're in pretty good shape out here on the highways. We are getting a little busy. Southbound I-25 coming in from Thornton and Norklin as you make the trip into downtown. Still pushing pretty good speeds, though. Seeing a few more headlights as well. Southbound 225 getting on from Parker Road. All of our overnight construction activity wrapped up. Just getting word of one early morning accident. It's going to be on that flyover ramp coming off of northbound 225, trying to merge in with westbound I-70. For right now, it's not really backing anybody up. And that security wait time out at DIA, about 5 minutes right now. I'm Aaron O'Neill. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Oh, my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Mr. President, don't give up on the public plan option. You're right. Hang in there. Fight the good fight. Hello, everybody. Oh, man, what a day. Woo! We got to raise hell today and raise hell all week until we're sure that public plan option is in there. Good morning, everybody. It's the Monday edition of the Bill Press Show, August 17. Yes, in case you haven't heard, it looks like the White House might be going south on the public plan option. We'll tell you all about it and enlist your support here on this Monday edition of the Bill Press Show. Booming out to you live, coast to coast, all the way from Washington, D.C., here, Capitol Hill, our little studio just down the street from the United States Capitol building, all the way out to the left coast, San Francisco, California, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Eureka, all good places out there, Monterey, California, welcome, 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 and all good spots in between. Great to see you today. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number. Join the conversation. We've had a very lively conversation this morning about giving up on this public plan option. It continues this hour at 866-55-77-377. And always check out our website. Put it down as one of your favorite pages. Go there every morning because we'll always have lots of surprises for you. And the latest photos, the latest videos, the president's schedule at BillPressShow.com. And while you're there, sign up, buy a podcast, be able to download the show to iTunes, and then listen to the whole show commercial-free anytime it fits your schedule during the day, or you're out for a walk, walking the dog, or at the gym, or whatever. BillPressShow.com is the website put together by Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Happy Monday.
And Dan, welcome
Bill.
Back from your vacation.
Good to be here.
Missed you last week.
Tanned Dan. You can call me that.
Glad you decided to come back. We weren't sure for a while.
I missed you dearly.
Right. We noticed all the postcards we got from North Carolina. Well, I'm hurting a little bit this morning because Lou Dobbs took me on. I have to say, the background here, of course, those of you regular listeners to the show know that last week, CNN, the president of CNN, John Klein, issued an edict saying there will be no more radio talk show host heard on CNN or seen on CNN. I objected to that, wrote a column about it, as a matter of fact, making the point that since no radio talk show hosts were allowed on CNN, then, of course, John Klein would have to fire Lou Dobbs, who he... Right? He's a radio talk show host and has a show every night. Well, Lou Dobbs wasn't very happy with that, so he struck back at me on Friday.
Bill Press, by the way, used to be a colleague at CNN. I kind of like the fellow. But he obviously he doesn't like me. He's having a
right
fit
about
because
that.
CNN's president, John Klein, whom I like and work with him all the time, won't fire me. He's just having a little fit about it. And he goes through it. He's talking about the opportunities that Dobbs had, that Klein had to fire Dobbs and going on. And he said that Klein missed two excellent opportunities to fire Dobbs.
Yeah, he did. The main thing is, again, I said, if you want to be consistent, no radio talk show host, then you've got to get rid of Dobbs, right? I mean, how can he make, I thought and still think John Klein is an honorable person. Well, then he has to stick true to his word. But Dobbs is just not going to go away, he says. And as far as my saying that he's wrong about the birthers.
Press is, he's a propagandist. I mean, that's all he is now. That's pitiful. That is truly, truly pitiful. Klein also should have, quote-unquote, dumped Dobbs for fanning the flames of the birther issue. Let's see. I say that Barack Obama is a citizen, but why not produce your doggone birth certificate? And then, and Bill Press and the left wing go completely nuts. I mean, you can't ask questions like that. You can't do that. What in the world are we doing?
Oh, God. To be accused of being a propagandist by Lou Dobbs.
That's amazing. Pretty good. That is amazing.
Pretty good.
Takes one to know one. So there.
All right. 11 minutes after the hour, Bob Franken, former colleague of mine, another colleague of ours.
I bet he likes you more than Lou Dobbs, though.
I like him more than
yeah,
I like
right.
Lou Dobbs. Bob Franken is going to be joining us a little bit later in this hour. And, yes, we've got to continue our conversation about what looks like the White House dumping the public plan after selling it and convincing us how essential it is to health care reform. Looks like it is gone. It looks like they have caved in. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news this Monday. The John and Kate plus 8 drama continues. Police were called to their home in Pennsylvania late last week in response to a heated argument when Kate arrived at the mansion during John's scheduled time with their kids because she did not approve of the babysitter. No one was arrested. No word if this little tiff will make it onto the TV series. Their divorce is still set to go through.
Yeah, I want
to
bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to let something on the TV series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a soap opera.
Don't rule Paula Abdul out just yet. Sources tell TMZ that despite her Twitter post that she was quitting American Idol, she is still open to the return to the show.
Of course she is. What else has she got going on?
If they agree to give her $10 million. The source adds that Paula's recent meetings with ABC didn't really produce any firm offers, and she has no desire to be on Dancing with the Stars because she wants to be open in case Idol agrees to take her back.
Pay her the $10 million. Take her back.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm starting to think this is all a big PR stunt.
I'm starting to think that, too. We'll see what happens.
I hope she comes back.
And I think it's fair to say that Usain Bolt is one of the fastest men in the world. The Jamaican runner shattered a world record at the World Track and Field Championships in Berlin yesterday, running 100 meters in 9.58 seconds. And his top speed during the run, he was running, ESPN reports, he was running 30 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And thing is,
30 miles an hour?
It's his own world record that he broke 1 year ago to the day he did it during the Beijing Olympics. He beat his record by 0.11 seconds.
Wait, can you imagine that? 30 miles an hour?
No, I can't imagine that at all.
It would just be like
insanity.
It would just be like a blur.
Yeah.
Run by you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if he runs through a school zone, he'd have to jog.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you, Dan. 14 minutes after the hour. Yeah, here. All right, I'm still trying to understand why, okay? Here it is. Barack Obama's got the American people behind him, okay? Barack Obama has got the House of Representatives behind him. Barack Obama has got a control 60 votes in the United States Senate. Barack Obama has convinced the American people that we have to move now on health care reform, and he's right. He has also convinced the American people that the only way to really, really, really bring some choice and some competition into the whole process is with a public plan option. One tiny little public plan option to compete with thousands of private insurance company plans. And yet now it looks like It looks like the White House is dropping that. That's a headline in the New York Times today, headline in Politico today. White House backs away from public option, and it's based on what we heard over the weekend. So I'm going to play these quickly and then get back to your calls about this. 866-55-PRESS. For the first time, the president, after again selling this as an essential part of any health care reform plan, for the first time Saturday, the president out in Grand Junction, Colorado, sounded like, you know, well, public plan option, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of health care reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
Now, he never said that before. That is just one sliver. Before, he has said it was an essential part of any health care reform. So that's number one. Number two, the next morning, yesterday morning, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius goes on CNN, and she says, well, you know, public plan option or co-op, you know, they're both the same. We could have either one.
He continues to be very supportive of some options for consumers. What we don't know is exactly what the Senate Finance Committee is likely to come up with. They've been more focused on a co-op, not-for-profit co-op as a competitor as opposed to a straight government-run program. And I think what's important is choice and competition. And I'm convinced at the end of the day the plan will have both of those. But that is not the essential element.
Now, you know, there are five committees, three in the House, two in the Senate, that have jurisdiction here. Four out of five have come up with a plan. Four out of five have a health care reform bill or have contributed to one with a public plan option. So why all the importance to this finance committee with three Republicans and three Democrats and what they come up with? Why should they overrule the other four? I don't get the logic. So you got the president saying, well, it's just a sliver. You got the Health and Human Services Secretary saying, well, we could go this way or that way. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. And then yesterday, also on the Sunday shows, Robert Gibbs appears, and he seems to say, no, the president still wants a public plan option.
What the president has said, in order to inject choice and competition, which will drive down costs and improve quality, that people ought to be able to have some competitor in that market. There ought to be a choice that they have. The president has thus far sided with the notion that that can best be done through a public option.
So I got to tell you, my friends, at best, this is confusing at best. And at worst, it means they've dumped the public plan option. And that, I'm afraid, is what it does mean. I think it's pretty clear. Unless the White House comes out today and says Sebelius was wrong, Sebelius misspoke, Sebelius went out of turn, the president still insists there must be a public plan option. Unless they say that clearly today, it is all over. They have surrendered, they have caved in, and they have betrayed the American people. And I use that word, with great care, betrayed the American people, because I think it is a betrayal to pass health care reform without a public plan option. In fact, as Eric Massa, the congressman from New York, told us in this hour of our show on Friday, and I agree with him, health care reform without a public plan option is not worth doing. Democrats ought to vote no on that, because it just leaves the insurance companies in charge and will continue the escalating cost of health care reform with no option for American consumers. I got to tell you, bad, bad news. I think the White House has just rolled over here. Jeff calling from Portland, Oregon. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the conversation. What do you think?
Thanks very much, Bill. Well, I agree with you and all your callers, but I think we need to look at this in a very broad political context, too. If Barack Obama backs down on this, and he must, I used to like Rahm Emanuel and all his advisors. Now I don't know who's talking to him, where he's getting his information.
No, I don't either, and I think they're steering him wrong.
He's out of touch. I mean, when he's on the campaign trail, maybe he's talking to more people. Now he's in that isolated little bubble that every president gets into. The Republicans didn't care about public opinion. the people of advising Barack Obama right now, I think, are too elitist, and they think they know public opinion without actually being informed by public opinion.
But they're also caving in, as I've said several times this morning, before the battle even begins. They haven't even hasn't even come up to a vote yet.
This is where I'm shocked with Rahm Emanuel. I mean, if they lose this politically, because this was the Waterloo, remember, that the Republicans were saying.
Exactly.
If he loses this, he loses every major vote he has for the next 4 years. This is, I believe this is a do or die. And how they can say that the public option is just a sliver. The public option is health care reform.
Exactly.
There's no other reform to it. And so now they're trying to put a spin. I think they've already lost ground just by doing this.
You know what, Jeff? You are so right. If he gives in on this one, he will never win any vote. He will never get what he wants on any issue. This is the test. And looks like he's walking away from the test before he even sits down to take it. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. Pat, calling from Detroit. Hey, Pat, welcome.
Hey, Bill, I'm 100% with you, and before I say anything about the health care, I just want to say that Lou Dobbs has a lot of nerve calling you inflammatory.
I know, I just...
Last week he was talking about driving a stake through the heart of Howard Dean.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot about that. No, come
on. You're the inflammatory propagandist, right?
All right, public plan option, Pat.
Okay, the thing that is not spoken about is that... healthcare costs, hospitalization, pharmaceutical, has inflated beyond the realistic possibility of ordinary or even wealthy citizens attaining it on their own without the insurance companies.
Yes.
Public option is the only way that costs can be driven down, and it will be driven down by the will of the people flocking into an affordable plan, and it won't be forced on the people, and that's why they're so against it. And that's why we absolutely need to have it. It was the reason I supported Barack Obama over Hillary Clinton's plan. Is the public option is a linchpin.
Yeah, and you know what, Pat? Let's remember, right? Single payer is what most of us support. At least I'll speak for myself. I don't want to speak for you. And so the public plan option is already a compromise from single payer, right? And now the idea that they would drop the compromise, then we're left with... nothing. 866-55-PRESS, the Bill Press Show.
Interactive.
At BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, BillPressShow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
According to Javelin Research, every 3 seconds, another identity is stolen. This year, nearly 10 million people will have their identities, credit cards, and bank account numbers stolen. Some think credit monitoring alone is enough, but that won't help stop identity theft or help you repair the damage. LifeLock does both. LifeLock monitors over 10,000 black market websites for your information. They request free annual credit reports and request your name be removed from pre-approved credit card offers. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in their service, they'll help you fix it, up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help protect it is so low? The call takes just minutes, and mention PRESS for an additional 20% off. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, if you're trying to get out of Aurora on the north end, going to find some problems there. Crash reported on the ramp from northbound I-225 to westbound I-70. Some stop-and-go conditions reported there. Rest of the drive looking pretty good for us. Normal jams coming southbound on 25, Northland, 104th Ave. Also downtown after Park Ave. Westbound 76, eastbound 270. Also filling in, heading into downtown Denver. Forecast, partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning. Our high should be around 75 degrees, and we should have some light afternoon showers as well. Your current downtown temperature, 53 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Control your financial destiny with the all-new LendingTree, giving you the ability to manage your money, your credit, and your loans all in one place. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Here, AM...
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Plan option. JT Barb emails in. Looks like the same old lies to me. Obama's ramped up the war, sold us out to Big Pharma, and now has let the health insurance business sift out a public option for the people. From Oakland, California. Hey, CJ, good morning.
Good morning. I voted for Obama because he has the ability to change, and I think that the majority of progressive Republicans, Democrats, and independent voters want a single-payer health plan because we've heard of John Conyers' plan, and we've traveled to other countries, and we know how the plans work in other countries that provides for all of its citizens. Why would we spend more on defense to protect us more than all the countries combined when we don't want to spend that to protect us inside of, you know, with medical care?
No, no. The single payer is the way to go, and absent the single payer, then there's got to be a public plan option. Thanks. Leah from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Leah.
Hey, Bill. Listen, I think that maybe this might be some sort of underhanded call for action for the Democrats. We need to step up to the plate. The reason that we hear only Republicans is that they're the only ones willing to get up off their rear ends and get out there and fight. We want to sit back and talk.
Listen, Leah, I just want to interrupt just because we're out of time here, but you are absolutely right, and I think this is not lost yet. But it will be lost unless, you're right, Democrats, Americans, stand up and fight and let the president know we'll fight with you. You got to fight with us to keep the public plan option.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as 1-Beta-Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta-Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta-Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Got an early crash to avoid. Northbound I-225 to westbound I-70. Crashes are reported on the ramp there, and it's blocking things, making some stop-and-go situations, trying to get out of Aurora. Also got some dense fog on I-70 on the eastern plains near Lyman. Drive around Denver looking pretty standard for us. Nothing else to tell you about right now. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now? Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Join the Cheryl Shackelford Foundation September 12th for dinner, entertainment, and a silent auction to help raise awareness of ovarian cancer and to support ovarian cancer patients in Colorado. The community calendar page on am760.net has more info.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show, coming to you live coast to coast on this Monday, August 17, from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Glad to welcome to the show a good friend of mine, former colleague at CNN. You can check him on his find him on politicsdaily.com and his own website, Bob Franken TV. And the winner of the Bonehead of the Day Award. Hey, congratulations, Bob. Welcome.
Well, I'm not sure that you will agree with the reason that I just designated, that I was designated as such, because I think they were right. They being the right wingers who criticized me for ignoring the fact that so many of the disruptions in our history, including present history, are not just the conservatives, they're the people from the left, ACT UP, Code Pink, et cetera, et cetera. So if we're going to condemn that kind of thing, we need to be even-handed about it.
Well, you know, I this moral equivalency article is argument is never one that that I bought. I don't remember, maybe you can remind me, but of, you know, like unions, let's say they talk about the SEIU, right, going out to town hall meetings held by senators and or members of Congress and shouting people down and not letting anybody else talk.
Well, on the other side of the political spectrum, I suspect that the response would be, are we forgetting the Teamsters Union? Sometimes they didn't even do what they did publicly, but are accused of engaging in mob-like tactics, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they were also shut down by the federal government at one point, right?
Well, have another interaction. The point is that I think that there's a tendency, as we discuss all this, for everybody to lose perspective, I believe.
Well, here's the question about these town halls. So why are the disruptions only at town halls held by Democratic members of Congress or Democratic senators? And why are all the protesters white?
Well, I'm not even going to get into the second one because I haven't the slightest idea. The first one is very obvious. In this particular case, these are protesters that are being manipulated by the right wing.
Yeah.
These are protesters whose ignorance, to be perfectly honest, of understandable ignorance of an incredibly complex matter, is the buttons are being pushed to play on their emotions and their attachment to a Cold War that's been over for 20 years, by the way.
Yeah. Do you think, obviously they've gotten a lot of attention in the media, do you think in the long run that those tactics will prove to be effective?
I wrote a column last week where it was a fantasy memo from the Democratic re-election committees of the Congress, both the House and Senate. And what the memo said was that the Democrats, whatever they do, should try and get these people to their meetings because of the backlash for all the, you know, the mindless shouting that's going on. I suspect that the Arlen Specter campaign, for instance, in Pennsylvania, where he was going to have a real primary fight, I suspect that the sympathy vote might put him over the top.
Yeah, you know, I think he came, I have to tell you, for that 75-year-old guy, right, to stand up to these people, I think that boosted his chances in the Democratic primary.
Well, I think so, too, and I would not at all suggest that somebody in his campaign said, I've got an idea, let's make sure that these crazies know where we're going to be meeting. Matter of fact, I think that President Obama has looked out at his all-too-friendly crowds at his three town hall meetings, and you've heard him desperately pleading somebody to go a little bit crazy on him, but of course nobody has.
Nobody has. I mean, the closest, it wasn't crazy, but this question he got in Grand Junction, Colorado, from the young guy about the competition between a public plan and insurance companies. Yeah, he's actually been begging at these town halls, right, at his town halls, for somebody to take him on.
Well, and I think that the manipulators on the right, their mamas did not raise no fools.
Exactly. Bob Frank and our good friend here on the Bill Press Show this Monday morning. So, Bob, the latest, of course, is a headline in the New York Times this morning. Public option in health plan may be dropped. Listening to Kathleen Sebelius' comments yesterday, it certainly sounds like it. Why would they give this thing up before they've even had a vote?
Well, one answer might be that all the demonstrations out there intimidated them a little bit. They might be folding under the pressure of complaints that this is some sort of socialist conspiracy, some sort of move toward a single-payer system, and, Lord help us, a departure from the insurance system that we all hold so dear.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why the White House would cave in on this. Why not fight back, you know? I mean, I happen to think the public plan option is a compromise to the single-payer, but they haven't even had a vote on this yet. and they're raising the white flag.
Well, they do have what I consider to be a bit of a charade as an alternative, and it's this co-op plan that Ken Conrad is coming up with.
Right.
But you know, let's look ahead a little bit, and I think that everybody is in agreement that there has to be something at the end of the road, which, by the way, is December 31st, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the road, there has to be something that looks like health care reform.
Right.
Sort of like the Vietnam War when people would say, let's just declare victory and go home. And I think that at the end of the year, which is to say December 31st probably, they need to be able to declare victory and then go home for the holidays. So the question now is, what can we expect from that? And my guess is that it's going to be nothing more than a revision of the insurance system where everybody has to become a customer of the insurance companies, and they can make huge bucks out of that. In return, they'll give up a lesser amount of dollars for not having such onerous financial penalties for pre-existing conditions and all that. That will be what we call health care reform. Everybody will say, yep, that's your health care reform, all right, and that'll be the end of that.
You know, I hate to admit it, but I think you may be right. And what I don't understand, though, is I believe we have the potential for getting a hell of a lot more, and we're walking, and the White House seems to be walking away from that opportunity.
Well, first of all, let's say that this is a bodacious trial balloon that they've been putting out there. Number one, and number two, one thing that would be worse and not getting a hell of a lot of improvement in the healthcare system, one thing would be worse from a White House point of view, is that President Obama suffered such a massive loss in his first year in office. That is something that cannot be. Now, somebody has made the calculation, which you definitely disagree with, but somebody has made the calculation that it will not be something that can be defended, and it's a waste of time to try and do it. The argument that do you want bureaucrats to get in the way of you and your doctor, of course, is a silly one.
Mm-hmm.
They already do.
Yeah.
The insurance company bureaucrats do.
Absolutely.
But even if it is silly, this is not really just about the logic of everything. This is one of these things that really pushes people's buttons, as we've witnessed by what's gone on at these town hall meetings.
You can find Bill Bob Franken every day at politicsdaily.com. And, Bob, your own site is bobfrankentv.com, right?
It's bobfranken.tv, bobfranken, one word, .tv.
I'm sorry, bobfranken.tv.
Right.
Now, I've got to switch gears here just a second to ask you about this, because former good buddies working together at CNN, covering a lot of political stories. So last week, you probably saw this, the president of CNN, John Klein, issued an edict that radio talk show host, like yours truly, will never be seen or heard again on CNN. Did you catch up with that?
Well, I not only caught up with that, but I also got caught up with your reaction.
Oh, okay. Well, what I want to know is, what's this all about?
I don't know what it's all about. You're going to probably be astounded to hear from me that I don't agree with your contention that John Klein is the worst executive in television news. I think that, quite frankly, there are some radio hosts who are on the air mainly, and this would not include you, but mainly because they're easy gets for the bookers.
Well, then don't put those on. You know what I mean? You can pick and choose from those that you think make sense or those who don't, but a blanket across the board. And by the way, is he going to fire Bill Bennett or Lou Dobbs?
Well, good point. I mean, I think that there's an ancillary issue here, and that is, can CNN allow Lou Dobbs to continue that program of his on radio?
Exactly. One or the other. So, Bob, I don't know whether you're, I didn't hear this, but Media Matters reported on it. So Friday, Lou Dobbs caught up with my comments, and just so that you and I can, again, a former colleague at CNN, Lou Dobbs, we both know him. Here's what he had to say about me on Friday.
Press is, you know, he's a propagandist. I mean, that's all he is now. That's pitiful. That is truly, truly pitiful. Klein also should have, quote-unquote, dumped Dobbs for fanning the flames of the birther issue. Let's see. I say that Barack Obama is a citizen, but why not produce your doggone birth certificate? And Bill Press and the left wing are completely nuts. I mean, you can't ask questions like that. You can't do that. What in the world are we doing?
So, you know, hey, Bob, so being called a propagandist by Lou Dobbs.
Well, look, I have a question for you, Bill. Bill, I need to see your birth certificate.
Do you want the short form or the long form?
And has anybody demanded that Lou Dobbs produce his birth certificate?
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, well, I think what all of this points out is about how silly all of this can get.
Yeah.
It also points out that the best way to gain prominence is the old-fashioned way. I don't care if you say something bad about me, just say something. I mean, the truth of the matter is that just about everybody involved in all these fights is getting a hell of a lot of publicity.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, Bob, always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us. PoliticsDaily.com and BobFranken.tv is where you find him. You've been doing really good reporting on this, or good commentary on it, I should say, and reporting.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Come back again.
Bye.
All right. See you, Bob Franken. Good buddy from CNN. Oh, yeah. Boy, Lou Dobbs says, I'm a propagandist.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. What if I told you can make one phone call and cut your credit card debt in half? You heard right. One call to Resolve Debt Relief today can save you thousands of dollars. Call Resolve Debt Relief now. Call 800-811-8700. Do you have over $10,000 of credit card debt? Don't declare bankruptcy. Do something about it. Resolve Debt Relief. The company to call if you have credit card debt of $10,000 or more. Call 800-811-8700.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about GEICO? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Crews have cleaned up that crash. Northbound 225 on the ramp to westbound I-70. Not a problem there in Aurora anymore. Got a new accident. Injuries involved. 52nd and Vasquez. Rest of the drive here this morning looking pretty good for us. Slower speed southbound 25 in North Glen. Also on westbound 76 there at 74th Avenue. Forecast, partly cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs around 75. Possible rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now we're at 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Set yourself apart with Colorado Technical University's complimentary Career Connections event. They cover resume development, interviewing strategies, and more. Call now to RSVP August 22nd at the Denver Tech Center or at their Westminster campus on August 29th. Call 888-901-8555.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now. 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PureFoyChevrolet.com, of course. But now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PureFoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
Here, AM's.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through.
I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Julia Child and Julie Powell, I think her name was, a woman from New York who actually took a year and cooked every one of the recipes of Julia Child in Mastering the Art of French Cooking. It's a great, great movie, a lot of fun. And Meryl Streep as Julia Child is phenomenal, over the top. It is such a great movie. Go see it. Now, we got a real treat for you here. Now, okay, first of all, Peter Ogburn is crazy. You know that, for starters.
And, hi there.
And we have this phone number in our studio. It has a number that is close to the number of the Supreme Court. All right. So every once in a while, this is true now, we get calls here. People mistakenly think they're calling the Supreme Court. Now, Peter, so for years, you've been collecting, for a year, all right, you've been collecting Barack Obama audio, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we have his audio book, and we've cut some of it up, and you've heard some of it in the show open. So.
Yeah, and so sometimes when people call here mistakenly for the Supreme Court, you trick them and say you're sending them, directing them to the White House, right?
Right.
And
right.
Then they think they're, because you play the Barack Obama stuff, they think they're actually having a conversation with the president.
Exactly.
Okay, now we've done, so you see how weird this guy is, all right? He hangs around here all day waiting for somebody to call. Well, somebody called last week, and Peter connected them, and this time they actually agreed to let us play this exchange on the air, correct?
Yeah.
This guy he really thinks he's talking to Barack Obama.
Yep.
All right, so Peter, you'll hear Peter now direct him to the White House, and this is his actual conversation with whom he believes to be President Obama.
It could transfer you right to the White House. Please hold on for me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi,
this is Barack.
I'm sorry?
I'm Barack Obama. Hello?
Are you Barack Obama?
Yes.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. I have a concern.
You had a question for me. We wanted to call up and answer it personally.
Okay. The question is this.
I'm sorry, who'd you say you were?
My name is...
Sure.
The question is in regards to your eligibility as president, and it has to do with a certified long-form birth certificate that has yet to be disclosed on your account.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm here.
Okay. So the concern is there, and my concern is this, is if you were to come up with a certified long-form birth certificate, there wouldn't be a question as to your eligibility as president. So it seems like it'd be a simple matter to take care of, and we're wondering, I guess, why it isn't being disclosed, why the matter seems to be hidden.
My father's name. He was Kenyan.
Uh-huh.
It means blessed in Arabic.
Right.
Silence.
But what does that have to do with the eligibility as president? I don't know what my last name means. I'm not concerned about my situation. My question
so
is...
So what are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm asking about your eligibility as president because you have yet to disclose a long-form birth certificate that is certified.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Excuse me?
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Oh, God.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
You're in damn Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know that guy ain't...
Who am I speaking to?
You know Barack, don't you? You have some good ideas. Maybe if you join the church, you could help us start a community program. Why don't you come by on Sunday?
I'm going to call back the number I called.
Oh, I can't believe it. That is so funny. The poor guy. He actually thought he was talking to Barack Obama.
It's amazing, some people who call, how quickly they believe that they're talking to Barack Obama.
And he went, I've got to tell you, he took his question about the birth certificate right to the president. Maybe that's what Lou Dobbs ought to do.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
The following is a public announcement.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
First served basis at a price of $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
A little breaking news here, thanks to Mike Allen of Politico, the big star on Dancing with the Stars this year, this season, Tom DeLay. Former House Majority
you
Leader Tom DeLay on Dancing with the Stars. I can't wait to see that. Hope he does better than Tucker did. And on this Monday, August 17, my parting shot for today. Hey, there's no other word for it, friends. If, and I say if what HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said yesterday morning is true, there is no other word for it. We have been betrayed. Betrayed by President Obama on the public plan option. You know, for the last 8 months, he's argued that a public plan option is an essential element of any health care reform. Why? Because it's the only way to give Americans who don't already have health insurance a way to buy it and give insurance companies much-needed competition. But Obama's never said he would veto any bill without a public plan option, and now Sebelius says we might give up a public plan option in exchange for regional insurance co-ops. And that's dead wrong. A co-op is a cop-out because it leaves insurance companies in charge. If this is indeed the new White House policy, it's a big mistake. It will get them no Republican votes, and it will cost them Democratic votes. But it's more than a mistake.
I believe it's a betrayal of all of us who believed him when Obama said he would fight for a public plan option. And now it looks like he has caved in again. That's my parting shot for today, folks. I'm Bill Press. Thanks for being with us. See you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Performance once was about being responsive, but performance now is also about being responsible, as in driving a remarkably fuel-efficient BMW. Hurry into the BMW Greener Days sales event, where being green is exhilarating, with models that get up to 36 miles per gallon. And with savings like a $4,500 eco credit on the purchase of an advanced diesel model and other limited time offers, you'll save some of your own green as well. Test drive any of the BMW lineup, knowing they're part of the most fuel-efficient luxury fleet in America, and come with an unmatched, no-cost maintenance plan that can save you thousands. But when it comes to the environment and this special event, time is precious. So come in today. Most fuel-efficient fleet based on highway mileage EPA comparisons. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i for only $349 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. To help close a huge budget deficit, Chicago city workers like Marks Daniels will not be on the job today.
At first, I said, oh, well, I didn't think that I could live with it.
He helps keep city sewers going.
When I found out the alternative was being laid off, I thought it was a good thing.
Today in Chicago, it's a reduced services day.
Public libraries will be closed. City health clinics will be closed. Most city offices will be closed. There won't be any garbage pickup. And there won't be any street sweeping for today. Other than that, essential city services like police and fire will be in operation.
Two more of these days are scheduled, and in the end, WBBM's Regine Schlesinger says...
It's a move that's expected. The 3 days altogether will save the city about $8.3 million.
On Wall Street this Monday, S&P futures are down about 19 points. Dow futures are minus 160. Could be a rocky start to trading starting in a half hour. CBS Money Watch's editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger says the roller coaster ride may be heading down.
What has happened is the government has said calamity is off the table, so stocks rose as a result of that. What now has to happen is we have to have people buying stuff again, and that hasn't happened.
The future of health care may be brought up today in Arizona where the president gives a speech. Here's CBS's Peter Mayer.
Faced with polls showing voter unease over a public insurance plan, the White House indicates it is open to compromise. President Obama is expected to touch on the health care issue in a speech to the VFW. This vet will be listening closely.
May not affect me, but my kids and my grandkids may be affected. And it's a concern.
The president continues to defend the public option, but at recent appearances he downplayed the idea as a small piece of a long-range effort to control costs and expand health care coverage. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Phoenix.
Hasn't been much of a hurricane season so far, but Claudette washed ashore in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and may bring up to 5 inches of rain. It's now a tropical depression. Hurricane Bill still far from the U.S. East Coast up in the Atlantic. It has 75-mile-per-hour sustained winds. It might get stronger as the week goes on. Should gays and lesbians get the nod to become pastors? Today, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America votes on that. In Minnesota, Bishop Peter Rognes oversees the St. Paul area. If the vote turns out to be yes...
This kind of a matter for which feelings run very high may well have some congregations decide that they're not comfortable being in this church body. I don't think it'll be a large number, and I would hope it would be none.
Bob Dylan, out for a walk along the Jersey Shore, was not carrying ID, but then again, he's Bob Dylan. Not to a 24-year-old cop in Long Branch who took the rock icon as... And then police took Dylan to a hotel where his tour entourage vouched for him. This is CBS News.
Kevin?
Yeah, Mom?
I've heard they might start drug testing in your school, so I need to ask. Have you ever done pot?
No.
Cocaine?
No.
Mexican speedballs?
No.
Beanies, hydro, wiffle dust, disco biscuits?
It's time for First Check Home Drug Test. With just a sample and a cup, you get results in minutes, as accurate as a lab screening. Find First Check now at CVS or learn more at firstcheckradio.com.
Dank, zigzag?
Maybe.
Check first with First Check.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter accompanied President Obama to Grand Junction on Saturday for a town hall meeting on health care. The governor says reform has to happen.
That people view it as unsustainable, that people don't view their health plan is something that's really secure for them. They could lose it tomorrow if their employer takes it away or if they lose their job. They want it fixed.
Governor Ritter addressing the issue on NBC's Meet the Press this weekend. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says President Obama might be willing to consider nonprofit health insurance cooperatives. A rare occurrence hit the Colorado Plains last night.
People living near the town of Eads didn't know if there had been an explosion or what when they heard rumbling and felt the ground move. A quake registering 3.9 on the Richter scale struck just before 6:30 last night. The epicenter just 9 miles east of Eads and was felt as far away as Colorado Springs. There are frequent small earthquakes, but it's rare in the state for there to be a quake that people actually feel.
Joe Chiaro, the strongest earthquake in Colorado was in Fort Collins back in 1882. Sports, the Rockies split a doubleheader with Florida. They're off today and play in D.C. tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Looking good on our highways so far this morning, just battling those typical delays. Southbound I-25 already stop and go from 104th down to 84th Avenue before it cuts open. Then we're jam-packed across downtown from I-70 through Spear. Much busier now westbound I-76 starting at 74th Avenue as you make that trip down towards I-25. And southbound 225 already packing them in from just after Parker Road down towards that Denver Tech Center merge. Pretty light on the number of problems we've seen so far. Do have a crash blocking up the intersection of 52nd and Vasquez. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Bring it on. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo is August 28th through Labor Day. It's 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Enjoy free shows, too, from the Live Shark Encounter to the Lumberjack Show. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Bring it on.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Really progressing it.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Seven oh seven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I had a great weekend this weekend. I had like a weekend I wish I could replicate. And I didn't do anything. It was like a staycation weekend. My weekend started off by taking Friday afternoon off and going to see District 9, which I was so psyched to see. District 9, of course, is the sci-fi movie about aliens coming to Johannesburg, South Africa. It is a fantastic movie. And I don't usually say that. I'm usually more of a critic of movies, but this movie is just fantastic. It will blow you away. I mean, it will really blow you away. And I'll just give you a little rundown. It topped the box office this weekend, and we'll get to our news rundown in a second, but I just wanted to fill you in on this. The movie, it reverses the whole
alien invasion War of the Worlds concept by, you know, usually that's the aliens are come to the planet to destroy the Earth, to destroy people. This movie, basically a spaceship of aliens comes to, floats over Johannesburg and comes to a stop, and nothing comes out of it for 3 months. And I'm not giving away anything here at all, because you learn this in the first minute. This is the setting of the movie. And the humans go up to, finally after 3 months, they go up to the, they fly up, helicopters up to the saucer, bore into it, and find these crustacean-looking aliens who were starving and weak. And basically they find out that these aliens are like, it's kind of like a slave ship that got lost of worker aliens, drones. And so the humans save them. They bring them down into Johannesburg and put them in a special district, District 9. And, of course, the movie starts 20 years later, and District 9 has become this refugee camp, and it's, you know, violent and crime-ridden, et cetera, et cetera. And the movie's plot is that the people of Johannesburg, both black and white, want the aliens relocated basically to a concentration camp 200 miles outside of Johannesburg. And it's just a fantastic sci-fi allegory to the universality of racism, because both blacks and whites in Johannesburg want the aliens out of the city. It's a completely, you know, racist situation where there's, you know, signs, you know, aliens aren't allowed outside of District 9. And it's just a really, really fantastic movie. And I'll tell you one thing. The first hour, I mean, it's some of the scariest movie sequences I've ever seen. I text messaged my wife. She refused to come because she doesn't like scary movies. And about an hour in, I text messaged my wife being like, this lobe in my brain goes off when a movie gets a little too scary. And I started getting really, really nervous. Like, I might have to leave the movie because it was so scary. But then it sort of edges back. But it's just a fantastic movie. I can't recommend it enough. And then I saw some friends for dinner on Saturday and did up on Sunday. I had a great Sunday. We went to Dogapalooza, brought Monty to the public pool down on near Cherry Creek Drive and Monaco. That was awesome. And did some errands, you know, like cleaned my car out, took a long bike ride, and of course watched Mad Men last night. Season 3, Episode 1, fantastic. Mad Men. You gotta watch it. If you don't watch it, you're missing something. Alright, with that, let's get to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, so the top line story throughout the country is this from the New York Times. The White House facing increasing skepticism over President Obama's call for a public insurance option to compete with the private sector signaled Sunday that it was willing to compromise and would consider a proposal for a nonprofit health cooperative being developed in the Senate. The public option, a new government insurance program akin to Medicare, has been the central component of Obama's agenda for overhauling the healthcare system, but it's also emerged as a flashpoint for anger and opposition. And we will play some of the clips after the news update to really get at why this is the big story. The White House continues to deny that it's backing off the public option, but you'll hear these clips after the news update that make it seem like they are trying to have it both ways. Washington Post reports the twin smokestacks of the 85-year-old Crawford Generating Station are a familiar backdrop in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago. It's a largely Mexican immigrant community where children play in the street, families congregate on stoops, and pushcart vendors sell corn cobs. Within blocks of the plant and its large coal pile, 6 miles away in another crowded neighborhood, sits a second plant. They are among the nation's fleet of aging coal-fired power plants, a handful of them in the heart of urban areas, including Detroit, Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Alexandria, and many public health officials and environmental advocates say too little attention has been paid to these kinds of facilities. and they continue to be grandfathered in under the 1977 Clean Air Act. And here's the news. These old coal-fired power plants could escape new global warming rules as well. So that's a story in the Washington Post you should check out. Battle for the Arctic. Stephen Harper, Canada's prime minister, sets off a five-day tour of the Arctic on Monday, visiting northern military operations and holding a cabinet meeting as part of an effort to assert Canada's northern sovereignty amid intensifying global interest in the region. There is that interest in the region because there's oil deposits up in the Arctic. And so this is going to be one of those, like a great game. The great game, of course, the term that referred to the European powers and Eastern powers, attempts to control the Afghanistan and Central Asia region. This is going to be like that, I think, in the 21st century, the naval quest to control the Arctic because of its oil. Back to healthcare. AP on that story about the public option. AP reports that former Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean said Monday he doubts there can be meaningful health care reform without a direct public option. Dean urged the Obama administration to stand by its statements made early on in the debate, in which the White House steadfastly insisted that such a public option was indispensable to genuine change. Interestingly, or perhaps hypocritically, the Republicans, according to the Washington Independent, are embracing Medicare in their bid to kill the health care plan. It's a very strange situation. The same Republican Party that has attacked and criticized Medicare for so long is now citing Medicare, trying to portray itself as the defender of Medicare, as the reason to kill the public option. That's a story in the Washington Independent. Just shows that that the Republicans have no shame whatsoever. USA Today reports hurricanes in the Atlantic are more frequent than at any time in the last 1,000 years and could get worse due to global warming, according to a study coming out in the journal Nature. Little news of the weird. Mermaids really do exist. So says a new wave of believers who swear they've seen the fabled fish in the flesh. In the town of Kirvat Yam, Israel, where dozens of people have reported mermaid sightings, a $1 million reward is now on the line for anyone who can prove by photo or capture the mermaids that do exist, reports the Jerusalem Post. Quote, many people are telling us they're sure they've seen a mermaid, and they are all independent of each other, says the town council spokesman of that town. I don't know, do you believe in mermaids? I kind of do. Maybe it's just because I was a big fan of Splash. That movie with, what was her name? Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks. And AP reports rock legend Bob Dylan was treated like a complete unknown by police in the New Jersey Shore community when a resident called to report someone wandering around the neighborhood. He got picked up by police, by a 24-year-old police officer who had no idea who he was. And the reports say that Dylan was very cordial.
What an idiot cop.
I mean, seriously. The guy,
he's like one of the most recognizable faces you can...
I mean, and then he goes, who are you? Bob Dylan. And the guy's like, let me see your... The guy says, let me see your license, not recognizing. Nothing in his brain went off like, wait a minute, Bob, wait a minute.
Oh.
So funny. Local news. Colorado Polls reports the headline, Josh Penry ignores his own advice and hires a former Bush official. Despite painting himself as a different kind of Republican to a crowd of head-bobbing onlookers in a stump speech in June, State Senator Josh Penry, now running for the Republican nomination for governor, has looked to former Bush administration official and current Dick Wadham's right-hand man, Colorado Republican Director Mike Britt, to run his gubernatorial campaign. Weld County's Republican-controlled commission obstructs Markey Town Hall. The Fort Collins Coloradan reports that Congresswoman Betsy Markey, the Democrat, has scheduled her Greeley constituent meeting next week at Ames Community College after Weld County commissioners refused her request to use a county facility. What a bunch of jerk-offs. Really? Not a bunch of petty jerk-offs. The natural gas industry, after failing to lobby on the energy climate bill passed by the House, has amassed an $80 million war chest to ensure it gets a piece of the legislation in the Senate, reports the Denver Post. Nine News reports, Governor Ritter has made a no new taxes or fees pledge. Read his lips, no new taxes and no new fees will be used to balance Colorado's budget. Now, I'm sure the wingnut right-wing freaks out there are applauding Ritter for this, but what's not to be applauded is if you don't deal with tax reform in this state, then the $400 million deficit is going to come out of something. And whether it's going to come out of health care, or whether it's going to come out of roads, or whether it's going to come out of schools, this is not good news. This is not good news that Governor Ritter has taken tax reform off the table in order to balance the budget. It means there's going to be major, major cuts. And in our last story of the news update, Denver is the seventh best city for a housing recovery, according to a new report by Forbes magazine. Denver home sales activity is up 1.5% year over year, and foreclosure resales account for less than a quarter of transactions. So that's some good news. Also, Colorado Springs fared even better, ranking as the third best city for a recovery. Sales activity in the Springs is up 14% year over year, and foreclosure resales account for only 20% of those sales. So that's great news. And this was a study out of 161 of the country's largest metropolitan areas. So those are good numbers. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to get into it on the public option, on the question about the public option. We're going to play some of the quotes that have raised the prospect that the public option is off the table. And the question of the hour is going to be, do you support health care reform without a public option? I'll let you know how I feel about this. And my thoughts on this are a bit conflicted, but and I've been mulling it over overnight. And this is ultimately going to be the question for all of us, and we're going to discuss it and debate it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's pretty jammed for us in the normal spot. Southbound I-25, going to start hitting the brakes, at 104th Avenue, going to break loose at 84th. Once you get closer to downtown around I-70, more stop-and-go jams taking you past Spear Boulevard. Eastbound 6th Avenue, really sluggish as well right now. Lowell all the way to 25. Couple accidents, eastbound Colfax at Ursula. That's basically around Peoria and 225. Also got an injury accident at 52nd and Vasquez. Your forecast today, partly cloudy with the chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence for a wear test.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Replace a Lens, a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go lab direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest price in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no line bifocals for just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver on the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. or replacealens.com.
About their IRS problem, just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Face it, we all want our vehicles to work. Every day, every time. So at Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service and workmanship to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience to make your life run smoothly. We'll pick you up and drop you off while your car is being worked on. We answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need us, we're here. Call us at 303-761-8841 for an honest quote on what you need or don't need done. Cottman Transmission, 2630 South Broadway.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
Not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760. Call Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Bob, who? That's Bob Dylan, who a 24-year-old police officer in Long Branch, New Jersey, picked up, didn't know it was Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was taking a walk. Somebody called the police. Said some weird guy was walking around their town.
According to the... Well, I got weird, right?
What's that?
Bob Dylan's kind of bizarre, strange.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy.
For sure, but when somebody pulls their license and it says Bob Dylan, I mean, come on. And you don't know who it is. Like, well, it's like, get with the program. All right, so the big story of the day... today is the news that President Obama may be backing off the public option. And the story is fueled by a couple of comments that came out of the administration, one by President Obama, and we'll play this one first. Here's what he said.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of health care reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
That was in Grand Junction. That's what President Obama said about the public option in Grand Junction. And it's a definite change from what he's been saying up until this point. He's been saying, and I agree with him, that healthcare reform really is the public option. That the public option is essential to healthcare reform because the whole point, the whole problem with our healthcare system right now is that health insurance companies, private health insurance companies, do not face much competition whatsoever, and so cost premiums have gone through the roof. After Obama said this, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius went on the Sunday shows and said this.
He continues to be very supportive of some options for consumers. What we don't know is exactly what the Senate Finance Committee is likely to come up with. They've been more focused on a co-op, not-for-profit co-op as a competitor as opposed to a straight government-run program. And I think what's important is choice and competition. And I'm convinced at the end of the day the plan will have both of those. But that is not the essential element.
So, not the essential element. Now, this is a notable change, and the White House this morning is denying that they've changed their position. We're still conceptually supportive of the public option, blah, 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 blah. But the headlines are, and I think rightly so, that the White House is backing off the public option. Howard Dean, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, said this is unacceptable. Health reform isn't really reform without a public option. And so the open question of this first hour is, do you think that if the public option dies, healthcare, quote-unquote, reform should die. Now, I don't know where I come down on that question just yet, but here's what I do know. Healthcare reform without a public option is a giveaway to the insurance industry. That I do know, because what health reform without a public option is basically this. It is a mandate, an individual mandate, for people to buy private insurance. There is no employer mandate, by the way. So it's a mandate on all of us to buy private insurance with no option for us to buy anything other than private insurance. So again, the mandate without a public option is you must buy private insurance, and there is no public option for you to buy. That is a giveaway of a huge amount of customers to the private insurance industry. Furthermore, because there's no public option creating any kind of competition, there is absolutely no guarantee that healthcare spending, healthcare costs, will go down. So somehow, the healthcare debate in this country has gone from one that was supposed to be about getting the insurance industry under control, reducing healthcare costs, creating more choice, and ensuring as many people as possible, getting as many people as possible healthcare coverage, universal healthcare coverage. That debate has become a bill, potentially without the public option, that would simply guarantee the same private insurance corporations more customers. That's it. That's what health reform, to me, seems like it is becoming. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And I got to tell you something. I am just disgusted with the Democrats in Congress. I'm disgusted with Obama. I'm obviously disgusted with the right-wing lunatics out there who have hijacked this debate. And frankly, I'm disgusted with the organizations on the left that haven't been able to mobilize their folks in support of not just a public option, but single payer. I mean, we're so far away from single payer, it's ridiculous, right? And we've got, you know, right-wing radio, we've got lobbyist organizations on the right, we've got freakish people showing up to these town hall meetings screaming about government insurance and a government quote-unquote takeover of healthcare. And what we're going to end up with, what they are going to end up delivering to us is a huge giveaway to the private insurance industry. I mean, what if you really step back and think about this? You've got people showing up to these town hall meetings screaming and whining and crying, and ultimately they are going to birth a bill that is a massive giveaway to the health insurance industry. This is just unfathomable. It's unfathomable, and it's really depressing. What it really is saying is that there is a group of people in the country who are so hateful towards their own government, so hateful really towards their own country, that they are willing to hijack a health care reform bill to the point of making it a giant giveaway to the for-profit health insurance industry. And so the open question is, without a public option, do you support quote-unquote healthcare reform? This is going to ultimately be the final question. This is my guess of what will be the final legislative question for all of us. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Mark in Denver, you're on AM 760. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I guess I wanted to say, that I am a very long-time Democrat. Even when I was a teenager, I supported Carter. I was very enthusiastic about Carter getting in office and all of that. So when I say this, it's for me kind of hard to say, but if there is no public option, I kind of view it as a rank betrayal by the Democratic Party in general, not merely Obama. Because, you know, he certainly can propose the agenda, but it is the Democrats in Congress that ultimately will be banging out these bills.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, it would be a Democratic Party move. That's for sure.
Right. And I just really feel that if there's no public option, I really don't think I'll vote Democrat anymore. I probably won't vote. I mean, I know I won't vote Republican, but I mean, it will be either don't vote or vote Green Party or some party that does support my views.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if the Green Party necessarily supports a public option. I'm just saying that I would have to really start, I guess, shopping my vote around and seeing, is there somebody who supports my views, even if they're not in power, even if for the next century they won't be in power, I still would rather vote for somebody that supports my views rather than people who mouth the right words, and then when we give them a supermajority, do nothing.
Well, they would say that they're not doing nothing, that they're creating a structure that can in the future be improved. Now, I don't buy that argument. I don't buy it at all.
I don't either, and I do agree with your view and many people's view. I mean, I try to be an informed citizen as well. So I really, you know, I look into this. I compare it to, for instance, Germany, other countries that have private and public option rather than just, say, National Health Service like Britain does.
Right.
And frankly, you're absolutely correct that the only way that there can be any real reform is if there is a public option. And the reason is that then private insurers then do have to lower their costs to the consumer to match what the government is charging.
Yeah, and Obama's point, by the way, his point about how the public option would be self-financing, that's an important point. What he's saying is that taxpayer money will not go to subsidize a public option to rig the competition, right? A private company can't compete with a taxpayer. It's harder for it to compete with a taxpayer-subsidized entity. So what he's saying is that a public option would be self-financed by people, all the participants in that program. And yet there is still this opposition. It's really, and when driving into work, you know, listening to right-wing radio and flipping around the dial, you know, it's what's really sick about this, really just sick, is that the very same people who call themselves patriots on the right have such a violent hatred of their own government, such a violent lack of faith in their own country to do anything positive anymore, that they have become a scourge of this very country. Really, the same people who scream and wave the flag are the people who quite literally violently hate their own country, violently hate their own government. And they are winning this debate. It's really, really a depressing state of affairs. Thanks for the call, Mark. 736 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the public option, the White House moving to support potentially getting rid of it in the health care debate. Do you support health care, quote-unquote, reform without a public option? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
New crash westbound I-70 at Kipling, causing some pretty lengthy backups. Also got some heavy delays going westbound on the turnpike right now, beginning around Sheridan, going to break loose after Church Ranch. The trip down southbound 25, heavy in the normal spots, 104th again after 58th. Got also some heavier traffic eastbound 6th Avenue. Now these delays go from Sheridan all the way to I-25. One other surface street crash, eastbound Colfax at Ursula, that's right there between 225 and Peoria. Also get some dense fog reported on I-70 out on the eastern plains near Lyman. Forecast, partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, high around 75 today. Should have some light afternoon showers as well. Your current downtown temperature, 55. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schomp Mini, where every Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Learn more at RalphSchompMini.com. That's RalphSchompMini.com.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough.
Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. You'll find great deals like half-off mini golf at Gateway Park Fun Center. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
.41 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Most major news outlets reporting that the White House is backing off its support for the public option. The White House is denying that it's backed off its support, although you can hear it in President Obama's clip. I mean, you can hear it yourself. And I got, just before we play the clip, I got an angry thing on my Facebook page by a guy named Mark saying, oh, I'm just, I'm blowing it up. It's the White House is denying that it's backing off the public option. Well, you know what, folks? If you want to be Obama sycophants and pretend the sky isn't blue, then go listen to another station. Because we, on this show, we deal in facts. It's not the AP blowing it up. It's not CBS News blowing it up. The New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, you name a news organization, that's what they're reporting. But forget it. Fine. You don't want to listen to the news organizations. Obama sycophants out there want to pretend that the sky is not blue. Just listen to Obama himself. Here's what he said in Grand Junction this weekend.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of health care reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
Yeah, now, so, I mean, there it is, folks. All of a sudden, the same guy who's saying the public option is critically important, blah, blah, well, whether we have it or not, it's not a big deal. I mean, that's a shift. And if you can't admit that's a shift, then you're not living on the planet Earth. Then you're a sycophant. Then you're a cultist who doesn't want to acknowledge that the sky is blue. And I got no tolerance for people like that. I have no tolerance for people who can't look honestly at a situation and judge it honestly. So as I always say, we don't debate facts on this show. We don't debate whether the sky is blue. We don't debate whether up is up and down is down. We don't debate whether water is wet. Clearly, the White House is shifting its position on the public option. And if you don't want to believe President Obama is shifting his position, here's Kathleen Sebelius about the administration's position.
He continues to be very supportive of some options for consumers. What we don't know is exactly what the Senate Finance Committee is likely to come up with. They've been more focused on a co-op, not-for-profit co-op as a competitor, as opposed to a straight government-run program. And I think what's important is choice and competition. And I'm convinced at the end of the day the plan will have both of those. But that is not the essential element.
Suddenly, the public option is not the essential element. So there you have it, folks. And so we're not going to debate whether the White House is or is not changing its or shifting its position on the public option. We know it is. I've just played for you right from the mouth or the mouths of the people who are the White House. We will discuss and debate here the important question of whether you support healthcare, quote-unquote, reform without a public option. That is the key debate. 303-713-7600 is the number. Darren in Denver. Darren, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I absolutely agree with you. This is an outrage. When I woke up this morning, read the paper, you know, and I knew this was coming. You know, without a public option, it is just a complete failure, and it's a complete cave-in to the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies. And quite frankly, you know, as a lifelong Democrat, this is really the last straw. And this is the way I think progressives have to view this. That, like, with an overwhelming majority and a mandate for change, blah, 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 all the work that people put in to get these people elected, you know, it just goes to show you, never underestimate the power of the Democratic Party to screw things up when it really counts.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think part of the problem is that the White House and, frankly, progressive organizations, and I've said this for a while, got a little too cute, right? They got a little too cute with health care reform in terms of the plan and in terms of the message. Here's what I always thought should have happened. I always thought that the proposal should be, we're going to expand Medicare to cover everybody. That's
yeah,
it.
It should be that simple.
That's it.
And it's just, you know, what I think people should do on the left is, I've written both Senators Udall and Bennett and my representative DeGette and my old one, Jared Paulson. I said, look, if you do not support this public option wholeheartedly, I will not vote for you next time. I don't care what happens. I'm just sick of it. And this is really the battle that it has to count. And if they don't stand up for us, speaking of someone who has never had insurance, never been able to afford it, this is going to be, if they go with this, it's going to be a mandate. It's going to be basically like a tax. And it's going to go a bit, like you said, a big hand off to the insurance companies, like they need any more money.
Exactly. And the question that nobody seems to be asking is, you know, they're talking about, well, we're not going to have the public option, but we'll have insurance co-ops. Well, here's the question. If insurance co-ops are such a great idea, why aren't they happening now? Right?
Yeah,
why aren't they happening right now? Nothing's preventing insurance co-ops, customer-owned insurance co-ops from happening now. That's why you know this is a lot of nonsense. The public option hasn't happened now because we need a law to create a public option. Insurance co-ops, which are going to supposedly be as good as a public option, they could happen now, but they're not happening now.
It's a failure of the Democratic Party, and quite frankly, if Obama can't muster his own party to support his agenda. I mean, he's from Chicago. He knows about Chicago hardball politics. This is where it really counts. And if they back off from this now, they have lost my support, and it just goes to show you that when it really matters, the Democrats will not stand up and do the right thing, and they are still going to be in the pockets of big money. And it really leaves us no option but to create some other option to represent us, because like I said, it's going to be taxation without representation. If they make everybody buy insurance
from a private corporation,
just like car insurance, I think people should just refuse to go along with it.
I think the key here is without a public option, you have less choice, you don't have competition, or you have less competition. And you have basically created a public a healthcare system that simply forces people to buy insurance from the same corporate greed heads that have caused this very problem. It's just a giveaway to the insurance company. Hey, thanks for the call. Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM760.
Hello, David. I agree with the last two callers. I've been a Democrat since 1972. I've voted straight Democratic ticket. And before that, I worked for Hubert Humphrey on his 68 campaign. If we don't have a public option, I will never vote for a Democrat again. And, you know, the way I put it to my friends is I'd rather have a right-wing Republican stab me in the heart than have a so-called Democrat stab me in the back. And I don't know what the other options is. I think, you know, one thing I always think about is, you know, older people like me, we could move en masse to these low population states like Wyoming and South Dakota and North Dakota and just elect our own people.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. The in the Senate, the smallest population states have clearly hijacked this debate. And Nate Silver at 538.com has pointed out, and I mentioned this too in a column, that those are the senators that are most easily bought by corporate interests because TV time is cheaper in those states, and elections are easier to buy, and a look at corporate PAC money shows that most corporate PAC money disproportionately flows to senators from those states. So we have a rigged system, and we're seeing, you know, what happens when we have a rigged system. And as I said, I think the key problem goes all the way back to the start of this. Democrats and the progressive movement should have been advocating for Medicare for everybody. Medicare is the most popular program in American history. We should have been advocating for Medicare for everybody. Instead, the Democratic Party strategists overthought things, got too cute by half, and started talking about a public option. And now we're in a situation where that's being negotiated away. And I'm of the belief that you have significantly gutted healthcare, quote-unquote, reform if you don't have a public option. Healthcare reform has become, without a public option, becomes a weak patient's bill of rights, a couple of minor insurance industry regulatory reforms, and then just a massive subsidy to the private insurance companies. So the open question is, do you support healthcare, quote-unquote, reform without a public option? That is my prediction for what the ultimate legislative question is going to be at the end of this debate. Where do you stand? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls. And in the 8 a.m. hour, we have a well-known author, Jeff Charlotte of Rolling Stone magazine, who's going to come on the show and talk to us about his new book about how right-wing Christian fundamentalism and a secret group called The Family is impacting all of these debates. So you're going to want to stick around for that. You saw Jeff Charlotte on The Daily Show a couple nights ago, and he's going to be here on with us in the 8 a.m. hour. First, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got this Accident westbound I-70 at Kipling causing some major delays heading out there towards Lakewood. Also going to be a little slower for you. Southbound I-25, 120th, now down to 84. So those delays are growing for us as well. Also heavy downtown around 58th Avenue. Stop and go all the way past Spear Avenue. Southbound 225 and northbound side, really sluggish there around Parker Road. Also going to be busy eastbound 270, westbound 76. Those approaches into downtown. But pretty normal drive looking going for us right now. Forecast, partly cloudy, chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid 70s. Right now we're at 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
These fools on the right who constantly come on this program and say, oh, we have health care for all Americans.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. After year two, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program. But you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Science is a marvelous thing. It really is. I've been really sick since March the 3rd. And now I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. And I got here in my Red Rocket, my wheelchair, to be able to talk about a bunch of people who have backed me 100%. Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. And I'll tell you right now, you go out there, you comparison shop, and I think you should, but you'll find the best deals at Rocky's Autos because their selection is huge. This ain't no boneyard, folks. Oh, don't you like that car talk? This is no boneyard. This is the real thing. As a matter of fact, in the condition I'm in, I can't even walk the lot. Gotta have a golf cart. And you're probably in better condition than I am, and you'll need a golf cart too. So get out to Rocky's Autos, whether it's trucks, whether it's a second vehicle, whatever it is, you'll find it at 63rd and Federal.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck.
The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, we're talking about the potential death of the public option. That's in the headlines today. President Obama in Colorado basically saying the public option is not an essential part of reform, and that was reiterated by his Health and Human Secretaries, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius on the weekend. Do you support health care reform without a public option? That is the big question. 303-713-7600. Morgan in Denver. Morgan, you're on AM 760.
Well, I just want to say I really think he should stick with his guns and stay with the public option. This hatred that is directed at him really has nothing to do with health care, as far as I can see. It's racism. It's just right-wing hatred.
No matter what he does, they're going to hate him. That's the political calculation that I think is so important, right? If they're going to hate him anyway, if the crazy right-wing freak shows are going to mount a campaign like this against him on everything, why back off this? Why? When it's such bad policy to back off it. That is a really, really good political question, and it's one that the White House hasn't answered. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to have on Jeff Charlotte, who you saw on The Daily Show a couple days ago, about his new book about right-wing Christian fundamentalism and how it's playing in debates just like this. So stick around.
Hi, this is Joe Sterniolo, and I've been in the financial...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Holder on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Right from the opening bell, the Dow has been dropping down 173 points in the first half hour of trading. Why? Consumer confidence and consumer spending are both down. Peter Cardillo is chief market analyst at Avalon Partners.
Well, there's no question that that's what the real problem is, the fear that the consumer is going to continue to hoard money, and, of course, the fear of losing his job.
Chicago is no different than many other major cities. It has a budget deficit. Today is the first of 3 planned reduced service days. City Hall is shut down. Tough day for Denzel Thornton. He goes to Chicago State University. Normally, he would use a public library for his online access, but libraries are closed today in the Windy City.
Where am I supposed to go now that I have no other place to go? I don't have a computer of my own, so this is the only public place I can go to do what I need.
Chicago will still offer police, fire, and EMS assistance. Judge Sharon Keller facing 5 charges of judicial misconduct today in Texas. In September 2007, lawyers from Michael Wayne Richard tried to file a late appeal. It was not heard, and Richard was executed.
What she did was inexcusable, and regardless of what happens to her during this hearing, it's essentially ruined her reputation for all time. She almost literally closed the courthouse doors to someone who was facing imminent execution and had genuine legal issues to raise.
Andrew Cohen is chief legal analyst for CBS News. Are you one who says, Uncle Sam, stay out of our medical issues?
I was wondering what article and section of the Constitution gives the federal government
this power to take over private industry.
That's from a town hall meeting today in Philadelphia. Will the White House alter its health care reform strategy? We'll see. The president addresses the VFW in Phoenix today. It's now a depression, but when Tropical Storm Claudette came ashore today on Florida's Gulf Coast, it brought wet weather to places like Fort Walton Beach.
Rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 10 inches are expected across the Florida Panhandle, the Big Bend region of Florida, and southern and central Alabama.
Michael Brennan with the National Hurricane Center. It's been a mystery for years. A UFO sighting in Britain is described by U.S. Air Force personnel. CBS's Vicki Barker says more information's out from the bizarre encounter.
December 1980.
Here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now.
U.S. airmen investigating strange lights in a forest near the British air base where they're stationed.
Now we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal.
Deputy Base Commander Charles Holt says he reported the incident to the British Defense Ministry. Newly released ministry papers suggest those lights almost certainly came from a nearby lighthouse. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
The Russian ship Arctic Sea, missing for nearly a month since it sailed from Finland, has been found off West Africa near the Cape Verde Islands. The crew is alive and safe. Again, checking the Dow. It's down 182. This is CBS News.
Hey, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm with Stephanie, who's getting a new Honda Pilot.
Actually, the Odyssey.
Oh, weren't we talking about the Pilot?
I've changed my mind.
Well, that's okay, because like the Pilot, the Odyssey is also the best-selling vehicle in its class.
Did you say the Pilot seats 8?
Hurry back to the Pilot again?
Sorry.
That's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey... Wait, you want the Pilot, right?
Definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Based on Arrow Polk & Company U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8 through March 09.
Running a business is hard work. Lowe's recognizes this and wants to say thank you with some great product offers. Come in now and get 15% off DeWalt tools and accessories, plus 20% off Valspar 2000 interior paint. And open an account today and ask for 10% off your first purchase on your new Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, let's build something together. Maximum discount of $500 on credit offer. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for application and required coupon. Offers valid 8/12/09 to 8/17/09. Valid in U.S. only.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado lawmakers are busy with the health care issue. Senator Michael Bennett's in Durango today talking rural health care. Congressman Jared Polis is meeting with voters at a general open meeting in Boulder. And Congresswoman Betsy Markey's planning 11 constituent meetings on health care in northern Colorado. The first family took some mementos home from their trip to Grand Junction over the weekend. Peaches. Michelle Obama and her daughters visited a peach orchard in Palisade while the president talked health care in Grand Junction. Their visit did disrupt peach picking at the height of the season. The Secret Service told some pickers to stop working and leave the orchard for a few hours. New Belgium Brewery is planning its first solar panel at its Fort Collins bottling plant, and the brewer decided to go big. The brewer says it will install a 200-kilowatt solar panel on the roof of its 50,000-square-foot packaging hall. And a 3.9-magnitude earthquake hit the eastern plains last night.
This kind of magnitude, they probably felt some light shaking.
Carrie Ann Bedwell with the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden says the quake hit near Eads, Colorado, east of Colorado Springs. Sports, Rockies split a pair with Florida. They are off today and play the Nationals in D.C. tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Aaron O'Neill now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Right now, we are dealing with a couple of problems on our roadways. Got a wreck on the ramp coming off of westbound I-70 exiting to Kipling. They should be blocking up a lane. Hopefully, we aren't backing up on the highway. Overall, that drive in and out of the Wheat Ridge, Arvada area, not too bad. Now, we're hearing of a fresh wreck southbound 225 near Colfax. That could quickly back us up towards I-70. The slowest ride there along 225 is going to be southbound. It starts just after Parker Road. Stop-and-go speeds heading down towards I-25. Southbound I-25 packed in off the north end. 104th really all the way into downtown towards Spear. Even northbound I-25 is getting busy through the bridges starting at Emerson getting up towards Alameda. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Enjoy dinner at IHOP where kids under 12 eat free. Get one free kids meal between 4 and 10 p.m. with each adult entree purchase. Offer valid on just for kids menu only for a limited time. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy at participating restaurants.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card...
It's football season! Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat.
Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
Settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up to the mid-70s today. It's cooled off a little bit. It's kind of cold over the weekend at certain points, reminding me that summer is slowly but surely ending. I'm so bummed out about that. But fall's nice in Colorado. Fall is really nice. We're going to take a step away from the discussion of health care reform for just a few minutes here, and then we'll get back to it. And as promised, on the line, we have Jeff Charlotte. He is the New York Times bestselling author of the new book, The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. He's also a contributing editor for Harper's and Rolling Stone and has been writing about the intersection of religion, politics, and culture for more than a decade. And his new book is getting a lot of attention. And it's actually, his book is new, but it's not that new in the sense that it's been out for a year. But with the scandals surrounding a number of Republican politicians, a number of sex scandals, he and his book, Jeff's book, has been getting some more attention. Jeff, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. So Senator John Ensign, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, former Mississippi Congressman Chip Pickering, they all had, you know, various sex scandals, and they are all, if I have this right, they are all part of this conservative religious fundamentalist group in Washington. Tell us about, just for people who don't know about what you've reported on, tell us what this, the fellowship or the family is, because it sounds at first glance, it's like it sounds so conspiratorial, but it's very, very real.
Yeah, it's the oldest and most influential religious right group in Washington. It dates back 70 years. It's not a conspiracy, but they long ago had this debate. You know, should we register as a lobby for advancing God's kingdom? And they decided, no, we can have more influence if we don't register as a lobby, which is true. It is kind of going around the law. But what they were really interested in was influencing congressmen, and to that end, they created something called the C Street House, which is what we've been hearing about in the news this summer. This former convent on Capitol Hill registers a church tax-exempt in which they provide below-market housing to congressmen such as Senator Ensign, who I met at the C Street House. He's been living there for 7 years. Former Congressman Pickering of Mississippi, who, according to his wife, was actually carrying on his affair in the C Street House. And Governor Sanford, who turned to the C Street House for spiritual counsel in the midst of his affair, and from what we can tell, that spiritual counsel was covered up and keep it quiet.
Tell us what the fellowship or the family, what are they, what's their motive, what's their goal, right? I mean, what's their specific agenda? Is it a legislative agenda? Is it something bigger than mere legislation?
Yeah, I would say it is not a legislative agenda. They began as a union busting organization way back in the Great Deal, the New Deal, the Great Depression. And they thought the Great Depression was a punishment from God. And they see economics as the way that God expresses his will. So they're working in the long run toward what they call biblical capitalism, which is a sort of radically deregulated laissez-faire market. God chooses who he wants to be rich and who he wants to be poor, and our job is just to accept that. They're not going to go and say, all right, we're lobbying for this bill or that. And in fact, in some races, for instance, the Republican primary in Kansas right now is going to be between Representative Jerry Moran and Representative Todd Tehart, both associated with C Street. Jerry Moran lives in C Street. Todd Tehart, I actually sat in on a spiritual counseling session with Todd Tehart at C Street. So they're going to have guys on both sides of that race. What they're looking for is moving America toward this ideal of biblical capitalism, establishing America as the the headquarters, as they put it, of a worldwide spiritual offensive. They're really interested in foreign affairs as well, not so much the standard Christian right domestic issues. That's what they're shooting for. And I just add one thing. A lot of journalists very understandably saying Fellowship of the Family. Until the early 70s, they were the Fellowship. In the 1970s, they renamed themselves the Family. And I've been trying to tell some of the papers, New York Times, this, and they said, well, we don't know about that. And just this last Friday, the leading Christian right magazine in America called The World, which for its own reasons is opposed to the Family, came out with a big cover story, the ABCs of C Street, terrific expose, and among other things, said it's to insiders, it is the Family. So it's not just lefty me saying this. It is the group itself and the Christian right World magazine. This is the Family, and we're all sort of on the same page at looking at what this group is trying to do.
We're talking to Jeff Charlotte. He's the New York Times best-selling author of the book The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. He's also a contributing editor for Harper's and Rolling Stone. And his book has been getting a lot of attention of late because of some of the sex scandals, the Republican sex scandals involving members of The Family. And and it's been known as it's revolves around this thing called the C Street House in Washington, D.C., where some of these folks live, and it's sort of the hive of where this stuff is organized. And, you know, you're reporting, first of all, I'm curious just from a reporter's point of view, how you managed to get some of these interviews, how you managed to infiltrate, if you will, the Family in your reporting. And then also talk to us about how, you know, this isn't necessarily only a Republican phenomenon. There are some Democrats who may be associated with the Family.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of stumbled upon it. I hesitate to use the word infiltrate because I went in under my own name. And what it was is way back in 2001, I was working on another book about religious communities around the United States, and a friend came to me and said, you know, I'm worried that my brother may have gotten involved in a cult. Can you speak to him since I know you write about religion? And this guy said, you know, to understand this, you really need to see it. So I ended up going down and living with the group for about a month, and that I tell that story in the first chapter of the book. And, you know, just sort of living with these young guys who are being groomed for leadership in the group. And it was in that capacity that I actually met Senator Ensign, a number of other congressmen. Ed Meese, remember Reagan's attorney general, mm-hmm. very active in the group and still a real conservative power broker in Washington. And I was actually saying that C Street House is just one of their many ministries. C Street House is this nice $2 million townhouse in Capitol Hill. Not too far away from that is something called Jonathan House, which is for congressional aides and where they're sort of grooming congressional aides to then go on, become chiefs of staff and so on and have this relationship with the Family. I lived in a house called Ivanwald for guys who are being groomed for leadership. There's another one for Potomac Point for women who are not being groomed for leadership but to be good submissive wives. Very literally, they believe in this idea of male headship. But the real headquarters is a $7 million mansion called the Cedars. They bought back in 1978 with money donated in part by the then CEO of Raytheon, the defense contractor. It's a beautiful mansion overlooking the Potomac. A lot of congressmen meet there. Joe Pitt from Pennsylvania. And Democrats, too. Bart Stupak, a conservative Democrat from Michigan, in fact, was hanging around the Cedars when I was there, which is interesting because now as these scandals break, Stupak has been living for 7 years in the C Street House, paying below market rent, not reporting it as a gift, sitting in this house that I've been in, you know, spent a lot of time in. There's a lot of religious activity there. Senator James Inhofe describes it as a place for foreign policy meetings. Well, Congressman Stupak would have us believe that he just took the special deal they were offered on rent, never asked any questions, never opened his eyes, plugged his ears when he walked through the living room and had nothing to do with it. And that's what we're seeing now. Some of the conservative Democrats who saw this group, which is about 80-90% Republican usually, but always has a few Democrats, they saw it as somehow useful to their careers, are learning that it's not, and they're running away from it. Senator Mark Pryor is one that I've really focused on down in Arkansas. I interviewed Mark Pryor actually for a Rolling Stone piece about another Christian right group, and said he was affiliated with them. He said, no, I'm really more affiliated with the prayer breakfast folks, the Family. And he told me that through them, he had learned the meaning of bipartisanship. He said, Jesus didn't come to take sides. He came to take over. And when we look at Senator Pryor's career, we see what he means by bipartisanship. He's pro-war, anti-labor, anti-gay. He is, and you know, what most of America would call Republican, but he has decided to register as a Democrat.
And you think that a lot of this, or I should ask, do you think a lot of the, I mean, I guess is it the chicken and egg question? Are these people conservative and thus attracted to, you know, politically conservative and thus attracted to the family, or is it the other way around? Are they come to Washington, they get involved with the family, and they become more conservative?
It goes both ways. I mean, the family can help you make your career. I spent a lot of time with Senator Brownback in Kansas. Senator Brownback, when he first came to Washington years ago as an intern for Bob Dole, he needed a place to stay, and he ran into the family. He had known about them from campus. It may surprise some to know that Brownback, back in those days, was he was pro-choice. He was a very moderate Republican. But he moved into this house that the family ran, gave him a special deal, and really stuck with him his whole career. And you see them sort of shaping his politics, especially pushing him in a more international direction. You see the same thing with Senator Inhofe, Senator Coburn. One of the things, you know, the sex scandals, I think, are really not the big story here. The big story here is the way money is moving. The family is paying for congressmen to travel overseas. I was able to discover, working with the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, that Senator Ensign, for instance, has been traveling overseas on lobbying trips paid for by the family. Las Vegas son asked him about it. He said, geez, I didn't bother to find out who was paying for my overseas travel. Senator Coburn's a little more honest. He says, I went over to Lebanon, this country torn by religious war, and I was there to try and use my my identity as a U.S. senator to set up Christian prayer cells in the Lebanese government. Senator Inhofe really takes the prize. This is a guy, he didn't take lobbying money from the family, or lobbying style money. They're not registered lobbyists. We have to make that distinction. He went on what he brags are 20 missionary trips to promote the political philosophy of Jesus Christ as taught to him by the family leader Doug Coe. But he didn't do it on the family's dime. He did it on our dime. He charged it to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee. So those guys are all sort of finding the family as a way to sort of extend their conservatism overseas. But, you know, there are guys who really do turn rightward. One great example of that is Congressman Tony Hall, former Congressman Tony Hall of Ohio, now involved in
a Democrat
process. A Democrat went to Congress as a pretty standard issue kind of labor Democrat, had a personal crisis in his life, and through a family member and Reagan official named Jerry Regier, began praying with the family and describes in his memoir sort of slowly coming around on a lot of different issues. He became a very strong anti-abortion congressman, became very anti-gay, very involved with something called the National Day of Prayer, did some good things too, was encouraged to look at Africa and look at conflict diamonds and so on, and look at world hunger. The question is, what was his solution? Through the family, this labor Democrat imbibed their theology of free market fundamentalism. And when he became one of Bush's only Democratic appointments in his first term as a U.S. ambassador on the world hunger issue, he used that position to, in effect, become a champion of Monsanto, prying open African nations to...
That's unbelievable. And I remember when I worked on the Hill, I remember working with Tony Hall on some of those issues, and you're right. He has become more conservative. The new book is called The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. It's by Jeff Charlotte. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's in the news a lot lately. I encourage you all, everyone out there who's listening, to pick it up. Jeff, thanks for taking the time this morning. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, David.
All right. That was Jeff Charlotte. Again, his new book, The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. And pick it up. It's a crazy, creepy, and really, really terrific read. Okay, so after the break, we are going to go to the phone, and we've got Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the line. We'll talk with him about the legislative wrangling on the public option and on health care. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got an accident, right shoulder, westbound I-70 as you approach Kipling. It's actually at Garrison, causing some massive backups around I-76. It's also tough getting onto I-70 there if you're on Wadsworth and Kipling. Also got a right lane stall eastbound 6th Avenue as you approach Lowell. This one causing really bad delays back to Wadsworth. Another crash southbound 225 around Colfax. It's a minor one, but causing some jams back around I-70. But pretty nasty out there right now. Southbound 25 also full up in Northland, Thornton, again downtown near 58th Avenue. Forecast partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning. Our high should be around 75 degrees. Should have some light afternoon showers scattered throughout the metro as well. Current downtown temperature, 59 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
A24 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up into the mid-70s today. On the line, we have Congressman Ed Perlmutter. We've been talking about the public option. The headlines this morning are that the White House seems to be backing off, or at least wavering in its support for the public option, saying that it's not an essential part of health care reform. And that has a lot of people asking why the shift, considering the White House has been saying something very different for the last weeks and months. Congressman Perlmutter, what's your take on what's going on?
Well, my take is that you still have the whole legislative process in front of us. I mean, there are still five bills out there as they're going, three in the House and two in the Senate. The Senate has always come, in terms of their public choice or their public option, they've always come at it from a kind of a Kaiser like cooperative approach. The House has come at the choice more from an insurance type of an approach, and those two things are still out there. And I had to get on the line, David, because I was listening to a number of your callers, you know, who were just, you know, infuriated. But we're not done with this thing by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, there still is a lot of legislative work to be done. One of the committees in the House still has 55 amendments ahead of it when we get back in September. So, you know, they need to remember that the House will do its thing, the Senate will do its thing, there'll be a conference committee, and we'll see where it all goes. And clearly, you know, I've had telephone town halls. We had that big government at the grocery up in Brighton. Heard from both sides, from those who are adamant for public option. I've heard from the right-wingers who hate anything. And, you know, we just got to keep plowing through this. This dealing with the health system, and particularly the insurance component of the health care system, is a major, major undertaking, and it's not easy, and we just got to keep plowing forward.
Will you support a bill without a public option?
I don't know. I, you know, key to me, public option is a key, but for me, the elimination of discrimination against people with pre-existing health conditions is sort of at the forefront in, for me, which is, you know, I just think it's immoral and unconstitutional that folks that have had prior illnesses can't get insurance, or they get insurance at some sky-high number. I think that, for me, is the number one thing, but the public option is certainly very important, and that's where I'm going. But pre-existing conditions is number one for me.
Well, but the
option, and I'm supporting it.
And you know, I think that's ultimately going to be, if I had to guess, my guess will be is that it's going to be a question of do folks support the good, you know, the what I call the patient's bill of rights kind of stuff, the insurance regulatory reform like you're talking about. Do we support the bad, a bill without the public option, in exchange for the good? And that, and I, if I had to guess, that's what I guess this legislative process is moving towards. What do you make?
But David, maybe you and I understand this thing differently. But as I understand it, the public choice option in the House is an insurance-based public choice option. People can either choose their private insurer,
right,
or they can go to a public, and it's still an insurance type of approach, as
right,
opposed to the Senate, where you can go to private insurance, or you get a Kaiser-like approach. It's still something available to the public if they choose to go there and not to their private insurer.
Well, but so if we're gonna dig down on this, then here's the question that I don't understand. If co-ops, as they call them, are so good, if they're so wonderful, why don't more of them exist now?
Well, all I can tell you is that the Kaiser model has been very, very successful. You don't really hear about Kaiser Steel or Kaiser Aluminum or the Permanente Concrete Company. You hear about Kaiser Permanente, the health system that they put together. I don't know. You know, I'm just a consumer. I have a daughter with epilepsy. I was a partner in a law firm where we saw our rates, our premiums for the firm just keep going up. I saw the premiums for me personally just going up, deductibles going up. And then I have a daughter who, you know, has needs. She's graduated. She works hard, but, you know, she still has a pre-existing condition. And that's generally where I'm coming from. And I don't know, you know, I'm not a healthcare provider. I'm a consumer.
Right. But I mean, you get the question, right? It's like, sure, it's like the public option needs Congress to act in order to create it. A private or quasi-private, not non-profit like a Kaiser can exist already right now. And so the logical question is, if this thing that's supposed to substitute for the public option is the alternative to the public option but can already exist, then what would actually be changing?
Wait a second. Private insurance already exists. So it's insurance versus a co-op is what we're talking about.
What I'm saying is that we can already have that now. That can already be the case now.
You could already get insurance now, except that some people can't get insurance.
Well, that's exactly right.
And some people can't get into Kaiser.
Well, and so the argument is that you need, that the reason the public option is key to health care reform is that you need that competing with the other competitors, nonprofit and for profit, to help drive down the cost. And to, and you know, without it, the argument is, look, you're going to create an individual mandate, force people to buy private insurance without some public alternative. And
I'm with you 100%. It keeps everybody honest in the game. I guess where you and I are differing, and I need to go look at the Senate version. I've been focusing on the House.
Right, right, of course, of course.
Where I am. But what I believe is the case is that there still is a public choice. Now, that choice may be of an HMO, a co-op like Kaiser, as opposed to Blue Cross Blue Shield. But there still will be a place for people to go, for small businesses to go, for individuals to go, if they don't like the private insurance that's out there and available to them.
We're talking to Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He's called in to discuss the this debate over the public option. And look, I want to be clear. I completely agree with you that the insurance regulatory reform in this is not something that's small. It's something that's absolutely huge. Let me ask you this final question. I mean, I know there's a theory out there that, well, we'll just as long as we get into a conference committee and the House comes in with its version of the bill that's got a public option, and the Senate comes in, let's say, without a public option, then there's a chance that you can add the public option in the conference committee, make sure it survives in the conference committee, and then put it to a vote, an unamendable vote of both houses. So if that's possible, right, why do you think then the White House seems to be shifting its rhetoric on the importance of the public option? And, you know, what is your reaction to the shift in that rhetoric?
I don't know why they're shifting the rhetoric, but I guess where there is something that to be discussed is, I think that within the Senate version, the Kaiser version, that still is a public choice where people can go if they don't have something else. And that still keeps the rest of the system honest. So really, from the outset, the Senate has been coming at it from a Kaiser co-op, and the House has been coming at it from an insurance type of thing. Both of them provide a public choice option.
Well, I should ask you, let me just one follow-up, if I can. Why do you think, because nobody really has asked, a lot of people haven't asked this question, why do you think the public option has become such a controversy? I mean, is the opposition to what? This is what I can't get figure out. What is this opposition to? Why is it so intense? I mean, I understand why the insurance industry opposes it. I mean, I get that. But why would a regular person oppose the public option? Why would, I mean, it seems to me we've got protests happening where people are, the result of their protests of this could be to create a system that gives away more of the store to the insurance industry. What is the opposition about?
I think the opposition is just part of some fear tactics and fear mongering that's going on to say, well, the government's going to get into your healthcare system because they've created this public choice option, when in fact, it's a system that really still works within the insurance system or works within the HMO kind of system, and it just is designed to keep costs down and be a place where small businesses or individuals who either can't get insurance or don't like their insurance can go. And it's not rational, but there's politics here. There's the financial interests of insurance companies that may see this as something that will drive costs down. So there's financial interests. There are political interests which are designed to just confuse the whole approach that's being taken. I mean, it's, you know, last time there was major overhaul of the health system, or the, particularly the health finance system, was in 1965 with the Older Americans Act when Medicare was created.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of entrenched interests, and there's politics here. And the politics are that a belief by the Republicans that if you stall this thing, then that gives them a lot of fuel at the next election. And, you know, we're going to keep doing what we believe is right. And the system as we have right now, the health system, the way we finance it, is just unsustainable. We have to change it. And Obama came in on a platform of change, and this is a really huge undertaking that we're making. The rhetoric, I mean, it's as if everything is fixed, but nothing is fixed. We're in the legislative process where we're going to have amendments galore and things are going to move between the two houses.
No, look, I agree with that. And I think there is a chance there is a chance that what will happen is that the House will come in to the conference committee with its bill with a public option, and the Senate will come in with its bill with a co-op, and the conference committee will then have to make a choice. And there is a chance that the conference report, and I think this chance can only really happen if the president demands it, but that the conference committee can then produce a final conference report for an up or down vote that includes the public option. I certainly think you're right. That is certainly a possibility, and it's certainly a reason why we should all continue to push for it. And that's why, actually, I think it is such news that the White House has shifted its rhetoric, because, you know, why? I think a lot of people are saying, you know, why are they negotiating away something before, as you've put it, that the negotiations are not over? Well, Congressman Perlmutter, keep us.
David, yeah. I got to jump in one more place.
Sure.
I mean, we got to get back to basics on this thing. And the basics are that, first of all, there's an emphasis on prevention and wellness so that people don't have to go get medical care, that they're healthy. And that will help us generally. There's this emphasis on eliminating discrimination against people who've had prior illnesses, which is just wrong, and we've got to correct that. Then there is the public option, public choice option, could be HMOs, could be insurance, but again, something to keep the insurance industry and others honest by reducing costs. And those are the three key things. And then cost containment within the Medicare system, where we think that there's a lot of fat, both in the insurance, you know, private insurance, but also we think there are places where there are duplications of effort and lots of costs. So we're trying to contain cost, we're trying to increase coverage, and we're focusing on wellness. And I think that's what's going to really make a new system that's sustainable.
Congressman Ed Perlmutter, keep us posted on what you're hearing and what you're doing. And really, I really appreciate you giving us a call. I know there's a lot of people with a lot of questions out there and a lot of frustration. And just, you know, keep fighting the good fight.
Well, I had to get on, and I love your show, and I love the passion of all your callers, and I just, you know, they just got to hang on and help us get this done.
Yeah, well, that last point is the key, and I think that, you know, if there's one thing we can all take from the protests and the town hall meetings, it's that we cannot take this for granted. I saw some poll that showed that while the public strongly supports health care reform, that those most motivated to go to a town hall are those who oppose it. And, you know, obviously that the media furor with the town hall meetings and the protests are having some kind of effect. And it's just a reminder that we all have to continue the good fight, continue to show up, continue to make our voices heard as much as the other side is making it heard.
I want to say one last thing. You know, we had a very big group of people show up at that Brighton King Supers government at the grocery, and supporters of reform, substantial reform, were 50-50, if not outnumbering the others. I mean, there are a lot of people who know that we've got to move forward on this. And, you know, there are going to be changes. There'll be amendments. There are some things in the bill, you know, at that government at the grocery that the opposing side brought to my attention where language really does need to be clarified. It's not as good as it could be. And, you know, so there's a benefit from the debate that's going on. But the people that think the system's broken and needs to be changed really have to stand up and be heard.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
All right. I'll see you.
Talk to you soon. That was Congressman Ed Perlmutter giving us a call spontaneously, listening into the show and calling us up to talk about the public option. We're going to open up the phones after the break to talk to you. Do you think the Obama administration is backing off its commitment to the public option? We'll play the clips from over the weekend that have generated the headlines throughout the newspapers today about the White House potentially backing off the public option. And do you support a health care, quote-unquote, reform bill that does not include a public option? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 840. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Traffic is just a, well, I guess for lack of term, Booger is what I'll use for this one. Got a bunch of crashes out there. One crash westbound side of I-70 approaching Kipling around Garrison, causing stop-and-go jams all the way back to I-76. That's been there for almost about 90 minutes, also causing some problems for westbounders there on 76 from Sheridan to I-70. Also got a crash on the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound I-225. That's causing some delays there trying to get out into Aurora from downtown. And a right lane stall still messing us up eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Lowell. Also Lowell. Man, having a tough one on this one. Anyway, got this minor accident as well. Southbound I-225 near Colfax. Sorry, folks, I'll spit it all out. Your forecast? It's mostly sunny. To start, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Possible afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Calling all athletes, NextCare Urgent Care is currently offering sports physicals for only $30. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com for more information on NextCare's physicals and new allergy remedy, a painless and quick allergy test and treatment service. Multiple locations available. What next? NextCare.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Bring your family to the air show this weekend in Broomfield. See thrilling aerobatics. Hear the roar of classic warbirds and modern military jets. See hundreds of aircraft on static display. Let the kids explore the Kids Space Activity Center. Enjoy the Barnstormers Ball and special Twilight Air Show on Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily. Info at cosportaviation.org. Tickets at King Supers and TicketsWest.com. Don't miss the Colorado Sport International Air Show this weekend in Broomfield.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of health care reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
8:46 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. It's been a newsy morning. We've had a discussion about the potentially dropping of the public option from the health care reform bill. We debated that out, and then we talked to Jeff Charlotte, the author of The Family, a book about right-wing Christian fundamentalism and the mix of Christian fundamentalism and free market fundamentalism. And then Congressman Ed Perlmutter gave us a call to share his take on the public option. He said he didn't know if he would vote for a bill, a final bill, that doesn't have a public option in it, although he said that the fight is far from over. That was his big message, as I took it. His big message was that this fight is far from over, despite the White House potentially shifting its rhetoric on the public option. So the open question is, do you think the White House is shifting its position on the public option? You heard President Obama saying that it's not an essential part of health care reform, even though he supports it. To me, that sounds like a rhetorical shift. And the bigger question, would you support a health care reform bill that did not have a public option? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. I've had so much trouble with these insurance companies since both of them, the HMOs and the other kind. I won't go into all that, but they're not honest. They're not. And I'm paying $176 a month right now for my health insurance. And I understand that they're not going to let the doctor do what he needs to do if I have to have surgery. And I want to know what I can do if I just get off and just stay with Medicare. I called Medicare the other day, and they told me, well, you better stay with your other insurance company, too. I don't want to stay with them. And I don't know whether – are you there?
I'm here.
And I don't know – I'm feeling very insecure, and I'm thinking I'd like to have a ticket to France, you know, and just live over there where they – or somewhere in Western Europe where they have enough common sense to treat their people with dignity.
Well, I think that's what this is all about, right? I mean, and you hear it when you listen across the radio dial that is the fundamental question in all of this, is whether we as a country are going to be serious about essentially making healthcare a right of citizenship as every other industrialized country in the world has done.
Well, yeah. What are we, the greatest nation in the world? No, we're not anymore.
Well, and you know, the conservatives would say, well, we are a great nation. We are the greatest nation because we have an economic system, an economically Darwinistic system, survival of the fittest, which creates a work ethic, which promotes hard work, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's a nonsensical argument.
Yeah.
It's a completely nonsensical argument.
It is right now. It didn't used to be.
But what distinguishes us from the rest of the industrialized world, unfortunately, is the fact that, as you said, we don't take care. We don't treat health care as a right of citizenship. And the public option, creating some form of baseline, publicly sponsored option for people to get a minimum floor of health care coverage, if we don't have that, it's my take that we have not really reform the system. Jane, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. This is Jim.
Hey there.
Hey. Well, I'm glad Ed Perlmutter called in. I was at that Greeley meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up mad that everybody's ready to give up voting for Democrats, including the guy that goes back to Humphrey, because I go back to Humphrey as well.
Yeah.
I saw the student demonstrators and the left-wing wackos come in and tear the Democratic Party apart at the 68 convention, and we got stuck with Nixon. We're in this for the long term. 30, 40 years is nothing. And we've gotten big events out of Congress. Congress has never passed any legislation on health care before. You know this.
Right. No, I think Ed Perlmutter's point about this not being over is very, very important. I mean, I think we can be – look, I woke up this morning, I'm sure like a lot of people, read the headlines, you know, Obama's backing off the public option – and was pissed off.
He is backing off. So what?
Yeah. What do you mean, so what? I mean, that's an...
We've got Congress addressing it. We've got pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but hold on a minute. I mean, even Ed Perlmutter, who... Right. That's why I think the question is, do you support this health care reform package without the public option? you can support it without the public option, but also say, you know, the public option is really important. It's not a so what kind of issue. I mean, it just isn't.
Depends on your perspective, how long you've been in it.
Well, I mean, if you want to deal with health care, because not just health insurance, you need some form of mechanism to make sure the private insurance system delivers good health care. Right now, that's the big part of the problem here.
Teddy Roosevelt brought that up.
Well, exactly. So all I'm saying is that, look, I respect your opinion, if it is your opinion, and Ed Perlmutter's opinion, if it ends up being his opinion, that whatever comes out of the final bill, if it doesn't have a public option, it's still good enough to vote for. We haven't seen the final bill, so it's a hard question to answer. All I'm saying is that I agree with you in the sense that a lot of people woke up this morning, read about the Obama administration backing off the public option, but it doesn't mean that it's over. And by that I mean it doesn't mean that it's over in this particular fight over legislation. And to your point, it doesn't mean that it's over in terms of the multi-year battles that we have ahead of us to really fix healthcare. Healthcare is not going to be fixed. The healthcare system is not going to be fixed in one blow. This is a multi-year movement, as you have mentioned, and I think Ed Perlmutter is right. It's not over in this specific fight, and after this specific fight is over, it's not going to be over. And we have, you're right, made progress in the sense that, you know, a year ago, nobody was talking about healthcare. Now we're getting close to potentially some kind of real reform. That is, in the big sense, progress. Thanks for the call. 8:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls. And after the 9 a.m. break, stick around. I'll give you a local and national news update. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this crash, westbound I-70 there at Garrison, causing some really bad delays back to I-76. Also got a stall eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Lowell. That causing backups to Wadsworth. Rest of the drive started to clear up. Just cleared a couple of accidents, one on southbound 225 at Colfax. So that's no longer a problem. We do see some heavier jams on 25, though still at 104th to 84th. And again, from I-70 past Spear, northbounders now tapping the brakes, Broadway all the way past Alameda. Forecast, partly cloudy, chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s, right now 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps, roulette, blackjack, lots of slots, and video poker. Plus, find some soul at the canyon when you enter to win a new Kia Soul. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Meet Hank. Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Card debt has gotten out of control. Here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostic for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I'd finally found the answer.
I've lost 44 pounds.
Right-size smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right-size free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free two-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Just to give you an example of the kind of healthcare misinformation that's out there, House Republican Leader Roy Blunt was nailed in his local paper. He said, I'm 59 years old in either Canada or Great Britain. If I broke my hip, I couldn't get it replaced. His local paper busted him, saying that that's absolutely not true. And he said, well, I'll try to refrain from those kinds of erroneous statements in the future. Just gives you an example of what kind of nonsense is dominating this debate. We'll get to more of that nonsense and try to debunk it after the top of the news, and we'll get back to the debate over the public option. Stick around.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The stock market is taking a big hit in early trading after exchanges abroad tumbled overnight on signs of lackluster U.S. consumer spending. Art Cashin is a veteran floor trader.
The nervousness has brought out a goodly number of shares, so that kind of tells you there is some motivation here.
MoneyWatch.com's Jill Schlesinger.
You can't cost cut your way to make tons of money. You can do it for a quarter, for two, but at the end of the day, you've got to get people buying your stuff, your product, your service, using your company. And without consumers doing that, it's a little bit suspect whether we're going to have a buoyant recovery.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 191 points, the NASDAQ 49. A Kansas City newspaper has found that hundreds of car buyers got less than they bargained for. The Star says Enterprise Rent-A-Car has sold Chevy Impalas that were part of its fleet after advertising they had side impact airbags when they did not. Auto safety expert Sean Kane says it's not playing fair.
The practice is deceptive, and at least consumers and, of course, fleet drivers with far less protection than they should have.
Enterprise VP Christy Conrad says the company's trying to make good.
We pulled down everything off of the car sales site that had the Impalas and are quickly correcting that. We're also sending letters out to the 745 customers who bought the Impalas, asking to buy the vehicle back if they would like to.
With one storm running out of gas and others picking up power after making landfall as tropical storm Claudette, it's now down to tropical depression status, moving on upward through southwestern Alabama. The season's first hurricane, Bill, could become a major storm by midweek. Michael Brennan is with the National Hurricane Service.
We're expecting a gradual turn toward the northwest, which should take Bill to the northeast of the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands of Puerto Rico, and into the southwestern Atlantic Ocean, somewhere south of Bermuda in 4 or 5 days.
Despite a declaration by Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius that a government-run option was not an essential part of health care reform, the White House is restating its commitment to a public option. In a statement this morning, health care spokeswoman Linda Douglas says the president continues to believe that a public option is the best way to bring down cost and increase competition. Former Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean agrees.
If you really want to fix the health care system, you've got to give the public the choice of having such an option. If you don't want to have the public option, then you most certainly should not spend $60 billion a year subsidizing the health insurance industry.
Like many cities, Chicago's trying to pinch every penny. One solution, 3 days of reduced services this year. Today is the first without regular garbage pickup and street cleaning. Most city offices and the public libraries closed. The Windy City says it will save more than $8 million, but sewer worker Mark Daniels says it will cut into his paycheck. But still, he says,
at first, I said, I didn't think that I could live with it. And then when I found out the alternative was being laid off, I thought it was a good thing.
This is CBS News.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New Cardiostat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA, 3 times more than other brands. Cardiostat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for Cardiostat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
Running a business is hard work. Lowe's recognizes this and wants to say thank you with some great product offers. Come in now and get 15% off DeWalt tools and accessories, plus 20% off Valspar 2000 interior paint. And open an account today and ask for 10% off your first purchase on your new Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, let's build something together. Maximum discount of $500 on credit offer. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for application and required coupon. Offers valid 8/12/09 to 8/17/09. Valid in U.S. only.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update.
There are inefficiencies in how we practice medicine.
Grand Junction Dr. Michael Premenko supporting President Obama's health care reform, even though the president is now willing to perhaps get rid of the government-run public option. Dr. Premenko joined President Obama in Grand Junction on Saturday for the town hall meeting, urging people to support the president's plan. Colorado lawmakers are busy with the health care issue. Senator Michael Bennett's in Durango today talking rural health care. Congressman Jared Polis is meeting with voters at a general open meeting in Boulder, and Congresswoman Betsy Markey is planning 11 constituent meetings on health care in her district. New Belgium Brewery is planning its first solar panel at its Fort Collins bottling plant, and the brewer decided to go big. New Belgium says it will install a 200-kilowatt solar panel on the roof of its 50,000-square-foot packaging hall. Finally, a 3.9 magnitude earthquake hit the eastern plains last night.
This kind of magnitude, they
probably felt some light shaking.
Carrie Ann Bedwell with the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden says the quake hit near Eads, Colorado, east of Colorado Springs. Sports, Rockies split a doubleheader with Florida. They have today off and play in Washington, D.C. tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, the highways are starting to clear up nicely around town. Things loosening up, but that late crash we saw westbound I-70 right in between Wadsworth and Kipling, that activity still off to the shoulder of the highway, and we're still busy heading across the Arvada-Wheat Ridge area, starting just about I-76 out towards Kipling. Also did manage to back up westbound I-76, and we're still a little slow in there from Sheridan as you make that trip down towards the highway. Everywhere else, we're looking a lot better. Southbound 225, a little bunched up from U-70 down towards I-25, and delays yet southbound I-25 in between Thornton Parkway and 84th, and again from I-70 down through Spear. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best and have the right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
present me the one, the only
entertaining movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Mornings 10 to 1.
I'm laughing at this stuff, and I hope you are too. These people are nuts.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9:07 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. A lot of news out there after I had a terrific weekend. Hope you did too. Got to see District 9, which I strongly recommend everybody to go see. It's a nice mix of sci-fi and serious politics. Oh, and action, and the first hour was so scary that I think I soiled my pants. So it was a pretty good movie all around. Let's do a quick news update, and then we're going to get back to your calls about healthcare. But let's just fill you in on what's going on right now.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, so the top line story is that the public option may be dropped. The White House shifting its rhetoric on the public option. Both the president and the Secretary of Health and Human Services saying they no longer see it as an essential element, quote unquote, of health care reform. That's the big story of the day. Washington Post reports in environmental news that coal-fired power plants may be unregulated in the new climate change bill. There's potential that the new rules in the climate change bill will exempt old coal-fired power plants. International news, Canada's prime minister is touring the Arctic as part of an effort by Canada to assert its sovereignty over that region, the Arctic region becoming more and more a region of international intrigue as countries try to secure their territorial claims on it because there's so much oil up there. Back to healthcare, former Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean says that he doubts there can be a meaningful healthcare reform without a public option. So Dean upping the ante in that debate. The White House on the healthcare debate is backtracking. An administration official tells The Atlantic that Sebelius, quote unquote, misspoke when she told CNN that a government-run health insurance option is not an essential part of reform. So pretty weird what's going on back and forth. The White House seems to going in all different directions right now, lacking message discipline. Science news, hurricanes in the Atlantic are more frequent than at any time in the last 1,000 years and could get worse due to global warming, according to a study soon to be published in the journal Nature. Mermaids really do exist, so say a new wave of believers who swear they've seen the fabled fish in the flesh. In the town of Kirvat Yam in Israel, where dozens of people have reported mermaid sightings, a $1 million reward is on the line for anyone who can prove they do exist. I like to believe they exist, maybe because one of my favorite movies as a kid was Splash. And this is my favorite story off the National Wire today. Rock legend Bob Dylan was treated like a complete unknown by police in a New Jersey shore community when a resident called to report someone wandering around the neighborhood. Dylan was in Long Branch on July 23rd as part of a tour with Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp. And a 24-year-old police officer apparently was unaware of who Dylan is and asked him for identification. And it wasn't clear that even after Dylan gave him his driver's license that the police officer knew who Bob Dylan was. So it just goes to show you that we are all of us, just regular folks. Colorado news. Josh Penry, the state senator, Republican running for governor, has hired a former Bush administration official, Mike Britt, to run his gubernatorial campaign. Weld County's Republican-controlled commission has obstructed Congresswoman, Democratic Congresswoman Betsy Markey's town hall meetings. Markey had scheduled, had asked to schedule her Greeley constituent meetings in a county facility, but the Republicans on the commission rejected her request. What a bunch of jerk-offs, if you ask me. Colorado's natural gas supporters are preparing for a major legislative blitz in Congress. The natural gas industry, after failing the lobby on the energy climate bill passed by the House, has amassed now an $80 million war chest to ensure it gets a piece of the legislation when it moves to the Senate. Nine News reports, read his lips, no new taxes and no new fees will be used to balance Colorado's budget. That's the message Governor Bill Ritter delivered this morning. Yesterday morning, while answering questions from 9 News. And that is not good news. Really not good news. Because if he's not willing to do tax reform, it means a lot of really, really key programs are going to be slashed. And in the final part of our story in our news update, Forbes ranks Colorado Denver, number 7 on the list of cities poised for a housing recovery. So that is good news. Also, Colorado Springs was up there as well among cities poised for a housing recovery. So that's a little bit of good news. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, 9:12 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a beautiful front range day going up to the mid-70s, and we're talking about health care reform. Let's just play this clip from President Obama that he said here about the public option when he was in Grand Junction, just to set the stage for what we're going to discuss.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of health care reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
So Obama basically saying that the public option is not that important. And then here's what Kathleen Sebelius, the HHS secretary, said following Obama's comments.
He continues to be very supportive of some options for consumers. What we don't know is exactly what the Senate Finance Committee is likely to come up with. They've been more focused on a co-op, not-for-profit co-op, as a competitor, as opposed to a straight government-run program. And I think what's important is choice and competition. And I'm convinced at the end of the day the plan will have both of those. But that is not the essential element.
So there you go, not the essential element. So the question that I'm asking all of you today is whether you think it is the essential element, whether you think there can be health care, quote-unquote, reform without a public option, and whether you think the White House is backing off. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Charles in Denver. Charles, you're on AM 760.
On the whole health care thing that we were talking about, you know, it popped up over the weekend. To me, no government-run public option is really a cop-out. And we do that, the insurance companies win. I mean, it tells you who owns Congress. Without that option, the insurance companies will put enough holes into any other bill that we could actually be worse off. And we know that they're trying to do that with even what's in there. And along with getting the public option, I think that we need to require that all insurance companies open up their access to all people, so that I don't have to go in and just choose from the three that my company says that I can choose from, that I can choose from all of them. Then they all start to have to compete against each other, as well as against the public option.
Well, and I think you're raising the point about competition that. And I mentioned this to Congressman Ed Perlmutter when he called in last hour, that without the public option, it seems to me we've limited the amount of choices. And if the whole theory behind bringing down health care costs without single payer relies on engendering the most competition possible, I don't really understand how getting rid of the public option and substituting it with Kaiser Permanente-style co-ops adds choice. And I say that because, or adds competition. And I say that because right now there can be more co-ops, and there aren't. In order to add to the entities competing for healthcare dollars and therefore driving down the costs, you need the government to create a new one that is an option.
Right. And we know that HMOs already, by their definition, remove choice, in that you have to go to a very, very reduced set of doctors now, and you have to do everything through this doctor for your referrals and all this other kind of stuff, which is intended to reduce choice.
Well, and that's how they base their profit model. That's how their profit model is based on reducing your choices only to those services and those facilities that they deem cost effective enough, not for you, but for them, right? I mean, that's what's, it's called medical loss ratio, which is the insurance industry term for, as much as we can deny care or put people into potentially lesser quality care, the more profits we can reap. And that is really, if you don't create an entity to drive some of that out of the system, you've solved nothing.
Right. And here's another point that might kind of tie things up with your previous guest who was talking about the family. If their thing is that God is deciding who's going to be wealthy and who's going to be poor in this world, and we just have to live with it, maybe the family with all of their fingers and all the different politicians, wallets or wherever, are they applying that same logic now to healthcare?
Like, well, I mean, it sure seems like it.
Who's going to be poor, and so we just have to live with it. And in the case of healthcare, the healthcare reform, we're deciding both.
Well, it sure seems like it. It sure seems like it. And I don't really understand where the rest of the religious community is. Now, I'm sure there are some religious groups that are out there campaigning for healthcare, but the biggest religious institutions and a lot of the right-leaning religious leaders, I haven't heard them talk about healthcare very much, if at all. And it begs the question, where are these people, right? How can you be a religious leader and not be speaking out for the 50 or 48 million Americans who have no health insurance whatsoever? I mean, this is the moral issue of our time. Where are those religious voices? Hey, thanks for the call. Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
I don't want to get into the whole religion thing because I'm fed up with the tax-exempt status of churches and everything anyway. But back to your question. I really would like to see the single-payer nationalized health care, but, that's because I'm an extreme leftist, crazy, lunatic commie from San Francisco. But I think I'm going back to a small step thing. I hate to say it because I just think, the whole most elected officials seem to be too manipulated by corporations and insurance companies. Anyway, so I guess to kind of get to the point, any bill that would come out that would start to lower costs, consumers, start to let everybody be covered, and, God, if it can only happen, reduce the profits of the insurance companies. That's kind of how I'm looking at it now. I don't, if it's a public option, if it's something else, if it's...
Well, I mean, I guess the question, though, is do you think a bill without a public option can do what you just said? Howard Dean says no.
Right, and I would say, can it? Well, of course it can, but it depends. Is it practical? Probably not. But can it? Sure. They can come out with a bill that says, okay, from now on we're going to mandate what the maximum fees are any doctor can charge. We're going to regulate it, and boom, there's a solution. Is it going to happen? No, of course not, because that's too extreme for, you know, the people in this country to kind of, you know, too big of a pill for this country to swallow.
I mean, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, when he gave us a call a little while ago, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but he seemed to suggest, or what I heard from it, what I took away from it was that we should think very hard about whether the insurance regulatory reforms, for instance, the reform that would say they can't discriminate against you based on a pre-existing condition. What I took away from that is he said is that we shouldn't treat that so lightly, and that maybe that is the ultimate trade that we get from this healthcare reform bill, meaning that, okay, we might not have a public option. The subsidy situation may still be fakakta, and to use a Yiddish term. And a lot of the structural problems are still there, but we've gotten rid of one of the truly worst parts of our healthcare system, which is this discrimination on pre-existing condition. I don't know if I fully agree with that line of thinking, this idea that, well, if you can get one grain of the worst thing possible out of there, that it's worth doing something really, really potentially not good or bad. I don't know if I'm there. I mean, that was the same argument that some people made about the Medicare prescription drug bill, right, which was that, look, seniors need prescription drugs. This bill is a huge, massive giveaway to the private pharmaceutical companies. But, hey, at least on the other end, seniors will have some access to prescription drugs. Let's put it this way. I think that's an acceptable or somewhat acceptable logic for a legislator to have in their mind on the final vote of the final bill. But I don't think it's an acceptable line of logic for those of us who are trying to move the legislation. That is to say, that's not an acceptable, I don't think, point of view for all of us who are organizing around this issue, right? We have to push and say, we get so few moments to reform healthcare. This is one of those fleeting moments, and we can't let it just go into the ether, not getting as much as we can get. And I'm not saying you're saying that, but what I am saying is that, you know, the most important thing I took away from Perlmutter's comments, and if you are not happy with the public option being out of there or a bunch of other things not being good enough in this bill, we have got to mobilize right now because this debate is far from over. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. 923 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up to the mid-70s today.
Summer's over, dude.
I know. I don't want to admit that it's over.
Dang.
But it feels like it's over. Fall is still a great season.
I had to wear jeans yesterday for the first time in a couple months.
Yeah.
It sucked.
I know.
I'm looking forward to it. My least favorite months. I mean, Colorado's pretty groovy. But I'm not a big fan of the fall or winter time. I hate the leaves changing. I hate it when they fall off the leaves and you got the bare leaves. So, you know, my birthday's in October, but I hate October. I hate November. December's okay because you got the whole holiday season going on.
Yeah, December, yeah.
And then January and February
January through March.
Those 4 months,
kills
October,
you.
November, January, February.
I can deal with September. I can deal with October. November, my birthday's in November. Scorpio.
Yeah, doesn't it suck having a birthday in the fall and winter?
I
hate it.
December you get through because of the holidays, and then January through March, it's just...
Yeah, my birthday is October 16th. It seems like that is always the first day of snow here in Colorado.
And I know that it's like people, ski culture, people like, and I like skiing, but you know what I don't like? I don't like being cold.
I like skiers. I just don't like. I like skiing. I just don't like skiers.
I just don't like being cold.
Really?
I don't like being cold.
My knees are shot. I only get about a half day, and then I'm toast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's coming. You're right. Summer is quickly ending. We got a couple more weeks.
August.
Got a couple more weeks.
Seriously.
A couple more weeks. All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, you got it, Dave. Traffic back into shape on westbound I-70, where we had that accident hampering us down all morning long. It was in between Wadsworth and Kipling, but no even residual traffic out there. No crashes around the metro. Stop and go, though, northbound side of 25 coming out of Castle Rock and Happy Canyon. Goes all the way up to Surrey Ridge. That's a little bit strange for us this time of the morning. Southbound side, just the late jams from I-70 past Spear. Forecast? Mostly sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 75 degrees. We should have some light afternoon showers scattered throughout the metro. Current downtown temp, 63 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19, only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
While I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner. But take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
Come. 928 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, talking about the public option. Tomorrow on the broadcast, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to have historian Rick Perlstein on. He's a friend of mine, and his new piece in the Post, the Washington Post, about the history of right-wing crazy protest. Rick is the author of Nixonland, the new book out about Richard Nixon. And we're going to talk to him about the history of crazy right-wing protests and how what we're seeing out there against health care is really part of a long historical trend. I'm guessing we're also going to get into a discussion about Governor Bill Ritter's announcement over the weekend that he will not look at any tax reforms to deal with the budget crisis here in Colorado, only looking to cut spending to deal with our $400 million budget deficit. But today we're going to stick, for the rest of the hour, we're going to stick on health care because it is the top story all throughout the country. The question of whether you support health care reform, even if it doesn't have a public option. That seems to be where the debate is going. Howard Dean, the former Democratic National Committee chairman, says that there is no health care reform without a public option. The White House seeming to say the opposite, saying that the public option is only one small piece of health care reform. What do you think? 303-713-7600 will go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
My only comment is this whole co-op business, it's really not going to change anything, because all you're going to have are these huge insurance corporations branching off small little companies off of their company to join these co-ops, so they still have the money coming in, so they're not losing money. They're still, you know what I mean, they're still pulling in money from the nonprofit side of the people who don't want to deal with the other side, and they're not really competing with anybody but themselves.
Yeah, I see that point, and I also see the point that if you already have insurance co-ops, what kind of new choice are you adding? If this is all about increasing choice and therefore increasing competition, if there already are insurance co-ops out there without health care reform,
why isn't there more of them?
Why aren't there more of them? And exactly, what is the health care reform bill actually adding? Or is this a lot of smoke and mirrors? It seems to me it's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
That's how I see it, you know, because like you said, if these co-ops are so great, then there'd be a lot more of them. But the problem is these companies don't want to do it because it's not for profit. Unless it's for profit, they're going to go put money in their pocket. People aren't just going to do something because they feel like doing good for the country anymore. That's just not how the country works anymore, sadly.
And is it such a stretch to think that a Congress so bought off by the insurance industry, if it can create the circumstances to do so, will move forward with smoke and mirrors rather than actual reform? I mean, I don't think that's a huge stretch.
Not at all.
It's just really, you know, but I got to say, I mean, I got to go back to it. I mean, Ed Perlmutter, the congressman from here in Colorado, he made an important point. He seemed to be saying that, look, you know, the public option is really important, but there are other important parts of this bill that maybe we won't have a shot at if we give up this opportunity, right? I mean, getting discriminated against because of a pre-existing condition, that's a big deal. I mean, if we can solve that, that's a big deal. And this is going to force all of us, a gut check for all of us, when at the end of the day, if this is a debate over health care, quote-unquote, reform with insurance regulatory reform, that is, you know, ending the pre-existing condition discrimination, but no public option, it's going to be a real gut check for everybody, you know, real gut check. And I don't know where I come down yet on that question, but I will say this. I do agree with Perlmutter, who said that this is not over by a long shot, and that if the reason the news of the White House changing its rhetoric is so important is because if the president and the administration are not going to be tough heading into the final negotiations, that conference committee where these differences are going to be worked out, then they're effectively negotiating away our position before the negotiations have even started. And that is really why what happened over the weekend, I think, is big news. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
The book Uprising was about the populist revolt possibly being even right-wing might be kind of prescient on your part.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, I know that there's a lot of talk right now that the right is using Saul Alinsky, the great Chicago radical organizer. They're using his tactics, and it was really interesting because when I wrote my book back in a couple of years ago, and it was out last year, but I was reporting it in 2007. I predicted, and I didn't just predict. Forget about giving myself credit. I reported that the right was already using these tactics in all of its fights, right? I mean, when I went down and visited the Minutemen and reported on their activities, they're using the same tactics as many of the tactics that the anti-healthcare reformers are using. And I think that's important for us to understand that what we're seeing here on healthcare is not a sporadic or a spontaneous or a momentary burst of energy. It's all one thing, right? Whether it's opposition, whether it's the anti-immigration stuff from the Minutemen to the to the yelling and screaming opposition about the stimulus to the now town hall uproars over health care, it's all one thing. And as I said, tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're going to talk to historian Rick Perlstein, who just wrote the book Nixon Land, about how this is not just connected today, it's been connected throughout history. It's all part of one right-wing, anti-government movement that has really come to dominate national politics. Bob, thanks for the call. Let's go to... Got time for one more? Okay, we got time for one more. Let's go to Wayne in Longmont. Wayne, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hello, Wayne.
Yes. I'm a conservative, which I know is a bad word on this station.
That's not a bad word. I consider myself conservative on a lot of issues.
Okay. And I think I'm as compassionate with the 47 million uninsured as anyone else. But to keep it focused this morning, I just wanted to ask a question. If we accept pre-existing condition for the insurance companies, and I'm not related to an insurance company or anything, if we do that, why would anyone pay premiums until they needed the insurance?
Well, because the answer, that's an easy question. I thought you were going to give me
okay.
a hard question. The answer to that is that when we're talking about pre-existing conditions, what we're talking about is in the insurance industry right now, there's only open seasons for when you can enroll. There's only certain times that you can enroll in insurance in order to prevent exactly what you're talking about. So you can enroll in many insurance policies at any time if you are immediately losing your coverage, if you had a job change. In fact, my family's going through that right now. And if you are signing up for insurance, there are things called open seasons. There are mechanisms, what I'm saying, to prevent the gaming of the system so to prevent people from only paying for it or only buying it when they get sick. There are mechanisms there that already make sure that that doesn't happen. Believe me, I've actually personally experienced that situation rather recently, actually.
Well, I disagree with you there, because what they're saying is that, and we see the examples given, that, you know, now we can't get insurance. We're a couple of the 47 million uninsured. My husband has diabetes, and now he has cancer. And what insurance company is going to take us? They've never been insured. They didn't need insurance until they were sick. And if we do that, we'll have no insurance companies
either. Yeah, we're talking about includes an individual mandate. Now, Wayne, cannot mandate people to buy health insurance and simultaneously say they can be discriminated from buying insurance because of a pre-existing condition.
Okay, I agree. But now, if the bill says mandate insurance, then you and I would be on the same page. Why don't we just mandate?
That is what the bill says.
Okay, let me finish. Why don't we just mandate that people buy insurance then, if that's what the bill is going to do, and then we will still have these people that have pre-existing conditions, and then let's find out some way to cover them, whether it is the government or what it is. But then we will eliminate the pre-existing conditions if everybody has insurance.
Well, Wayne, that's actually a lot of what we're talking about. That's a lot of what's already in the bill. So I don't understand. I mean, you're having an argument with yourself. That's what's in the bill. The question about what's in the bill is not about whether there's an individual mandate. There is. It's not a question about whether we should eliminate pre-existing conditions, the pre-existing condition discrimination, because we do. The question is, what do you allow people to buy into? What should you allow people to buy into? Should you create an individual mandate that says, that for all intents and purposes creates a system where people, the only thing that they can buy is private insurance. They cannot buy into a Medicare-like system. I think that's a giveaway to the health insurance companies. I think that if you're going to use government power to force people to buy something, that you should give them a public option. That should be the exchange. And I think there's something, frankly, not conservative about saying to people, we're going to use the government power to force people to buy something that they can only buy from private interests. There's something fundamentally corrupt about that. Wayne, thanks for the call. 940 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We got to get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic pretty decent shape for us. We do have a newer accident, three-car accident sitting there southbound I-25 around 23rd Avenue. We already had some residual traffic there beginning around I-70, but this one's kind of minor, but everybody's slowing down, taking a little look-see. Also, northbounders really hammered down in Castle Rock. Northbound side, Happy Canyon all the way to Surrey Ridge. Speeds in the teens and 20s in that stretch. That's a little bit odd. Really, the rest of the drive looking pretty good. No problems on C-470 in Littleton or Highlands Ranch. Also a breeze between I-70 and I-25 on 225, speeds in the 50s and 60s there. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 65 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450...
Beat the heat this summer when you win $5,000 instantly. Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
Optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392, 1-800-700-1392.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer.
I've lost 44 pounds.
Right-size smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right-size free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free two-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Time 45 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're finishing up our discussion about the public option. That, I have to admit, that annoying term. I wish we were talking about Medicare for everybody, something that everybody can understand. But that's the term we're stuck with. The big headline today is that the White House seems to be backing off its support for the public option, or at least downplaying the public option's importance to overall health care reform. We still have that clip. Turk, we got that clip? The Obama clip. Here's what the controversy was based on, a statement that Obama made in Grand Junction over the weekend.
The public option, whether we have it or we don't have it, is not the entirety of health care reform. This is just one sliver of it, one aspect of it. And by the way, it's both the right and the left that have become so fixated on this that they forget everything else.
So that was comments that he made in Grand Junction. And, you know, we've gone from the public option's absolutely important, absolutely critical to driving down costs, an argument that makes economic sense, right? You can drive down health insurance costs by getting a government option to compete with those insurance companies for patients. And I've said the reason why I'm so perplexed by the opposition of the public option is because it seems to me that we get one of two positive results from a public option, right? Either you get the public option competing with private insurance for patients, and private insurance is able to compete, and they attract a bunch of patients saying, hey, we like private insurance, we don't like the public option. Or the private insurers can't compete. People love the public option. They flock to the public option. And patients win. In other words, in both situations, patients win, right? We either get a better private insurance system or we get a public insurance system that's better than the existing private insurance system. I don't understand how you can be opposed to that. It doesn't make any sense. And so the open question now is, would you support a health insurance reform package that included good things like ending, let's say, the discrimination against people with a pre-existing condition, but did not have a public option in it that mandated that you have coverage, but does not give you a public option to buy into? Would you still support that? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. David, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, how are you, Dave?
Good.
You know, it's a big day for David's out there, isn't it?
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I support H.R. 676. This is the single-payer bill that's been on the – it's been introduced any number of times, and Obama is scared to death of it. I'm from out here in San Francisco where Nancy Pelosi has been fighting it every bit of the way. And, you know, she is a huge phony. I'm frankly a green. I don't – Nancy Pelosi is not the congresswoman from the Haight-Ashbury or from the Castro or from the Mission District or Chinatown. She's the congresswoman from the financial district. And I don't know if you know it, but the medical industry is looking at, you know, 15% to 20% profits this year and for the next X amount of years. They're aiming for 15% to 20% profits per year. Now, if you think of the normal inflation rate, we're in a horrible economy. We may not even have, wage increases for the next 5 years. But these old boys are looking at 15% to 20% profits for the next, you know, the sky's the limit for those old boys. So the idea, first of all, there are about 10 different really solid reasons for why we shouldn't be allowing profiteering from the medical system. And the first is the old Hippocratic Oath. 3,000 years ago, Hippocrates said, heal first, deal with payment later. Heal first, payment later. And doctors, if you think about a doctor psychologically, a true doctor is interested in medicine. A true doctor is interested in healing people. A true doctor is not interested in money. So it's up to the medical schools to be teaching true doctors as opposed to treating money or teaching money grubbers how to cheat the public. And to create an industry of middlemen who are forcing doctors to lose their reputation and to force the medical industry to thrive on 20% inflation while the standard inflation rate is less than 2%.
Well, and that's a good point. And it's a good, your point about middlemen is something that I think we forget. And I tried to make this point last weekend on CNN where I said, we're not having a discussion really about healthcare anymore. We're having a discussion about healthcare financing. How do you finance healthcare? Because that's what an insurance company is. You're not getting your actual healthcare from an insurance company. You're getting your healthcare from a hospital or a doctor or a clinic. The only thing the insurance industry does is decide who gets paid and how much. And so we're really now talking about health insurance financing reform. And, you know, it's really a sad situation that the middlemen, as you've called them accurately, by the way, the middlemen, the health insurance industry, is so driving this debate. It's so utterly driving this debate. And it's particularly shocking because polls show that most people can't stand the health insurance industry. The people like their doctor, but can't stand the health insurance industry. And the middlemen, as you call them, have absolutely 100% hijacked this debate. It's really, really a bummer. David, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bill in Superior. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
I am for the public option. I've never seen a co-op work that eventually the co-op becomes bigger than the entities that created it.
Let me interject there, and I'll let you go on. But
sure.
Somebody had emailed me in the break saying, pointing out Jay Rockefeller, the senator from West Virginia, has been all over television saying, "Hey, hang on a second here, folks. You know, there's only 20 or so working co-ops in the United States, and we only really know much about two of them because they're largely unregulated. We don't know very much about them." And he's basically saying, you know, the idea that we're going to have health insurance reform be predicated on a co-op model, or that's the big revolution, on a model that's largely unregulated and is extremely tiny, is just, it's incredibly stupid when we have a model like Medicare, like a Medicare structured public option that we know actually works.
I totally agree because if you take a look at the farmers' co-ops, I mean, they were created to give the farmers an opportunity to have a bigger voice. Eventually, the co-op becomes bigger than the farmer, and all of a sudden, the farmer is not in the position that he originally wanted to be in. The other is, you stole my thunder because that's exactly what I was going to say is we have a tried and proven system now, and now all of a sudden we're going to play craps with the with this co-op system that has very little success behind it.
Yeah, and the other part of this is, again, and I keep making this point, which is that we have co-ops today, right? We already have them. If they were so great, why haven't they improved the system already? That's the question that none of these jokers can answer. We need the government, if it's going to act on health care reform, to actually add something into the equation, a public option. We already have co-ops. So it's not clear to me how you can say, we're going to have reform. We're going to focus on co-ops. Well, we already have them. And for better or for worse, they're part of an overall system that doesn't work. Thanks for the call. 954 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic pretty burly coming southbound on 25, I-70 past 23rd Avenue. That's due to a a couple different three-car accidents there. That's what it looks like on the board. Anyway, not stop and go, but people are slowing down, taking a look at that off on the shoulder. Northbounders really slow right now in Castle Rock down at Happy Canyon. Won't break loose till after Surrey Ridge once you get a little closer to the Denver Tech Center. Also seeing some daily construction being set up, single lane closures either direction of Quebec, just south of I-70. Got some bridge deck repairs. Also single lane closures over Quincy, over C-470 for various construction operations. And intermittent traffic stops up to 10 minutes at a time along Highway 119 just south of Blackhawk as a helicopter moves a drill rig for geotechnical work. That's a mouthful. Your forecast. Partly cloudy, chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High should be in the mid-70s. Right now, we're at 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bring it on. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo is August 28th through Labor Day. It's 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Enjoy free shows, too, from the live shark encounter to the lumberjack show. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Bring it on.
AM760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge in wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson! In my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're finishing up our conversation about the public option. The White House seeming to back off at saying it's not an essential part of health care reform. Do you think health care reform can be truthfully called reform without a public option? 303-713-7600. Howard Dean says absolutely no. What do you say? I think it's it gets dicey. It gets real dicey. Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
To answer your question, no, I don't think so. And I think you're right on the money when you say public option. Bad thing. Should be Medicare for all. But that's to my point. That goes to my point. President Obama, who is, by all accounts, a great orator, has done such a lousy job of messaging. Particularly, I caught the tail end of the town hall. And that college kid that stood up and said, you know, how is a private corporation supposed to make profit when it has to compete with the government? He had a perfect opportunity to say, well, that's part of the problem. You see, our insurance companies are just that. They're for-profit corporations, and healthcare or insurance, if you will, should not be part of that
setup. Now, you know, that's such a good point, man. I mean, and I really appreciate you bringing it up because you're so right. When I say, you know, I wish we started out with Medicare for everybody, I wish that was the message. Medicare for everybody, the inherent message is healthcare does not have to be a for-profit endeavor. And it shouldn't be. And or I'll put it this way. It shouldn't be if the for-profit motive is going to result in ruining people's health care, which it clearly has.
Right.
Now, so and I think you're right. That has been completely not part of Obama's message.
Right. He's doing a lousy job. And one quick point, because I know we're almost out of time. The thing about pre-existing conditions, they talk about eliminating the pre-existing conditions. But what I don't hear as part of that discussion is, okay, let's say we eliminate pre-existing conditions. Is it going to cost somebody $1,000 a month who has a pre-existing? They're not talking about the cost
Oh, and I've heard people mention that. I'm glad you bring that up too. Which is the idea that, yeah, you can say to insurance companies, listen, you got to cover somebody with a pre-existing condition. You can't discriminate against. You can't say they can't get a policy from you. But you still can say, as I understand it, you still might be able to say, as the insurance company, we can charge somebody with a pre-existing condition something exorbitant. Thanks for the call. Great point, Steve. All right, that's the show. Tomorrow, Rick Perlstein, the historian, on the right-wing protest. Stick around for it. See you then.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450 brewers. It's the world's greatest beer tasting event right here in Colorado. The Great American Beer Festival is coming to the Colorado Convention Center September 24th through the 26th. Visit am760.net to purchase tickets.
AM 760.